An anti-ICE activist was shot for ramming her car into an agent. And now Minneapolis is doing what Minneapolis does best, waging war against law enforcement, jumping on the hoods of their vehicles. Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino was in the city, and he got bum-rushed by a gaggle of angry women. Don't whistle at Bovino, ladies. He's happily married. And Minneapolis is even saying the F word, Floyd.
We have the right to shut these streets down. Make the city pay. It was all about losing money when George Floyd died. We ask our people can cause them to lose more money now.
The last time rioters like that woman made Minneapolis pay, the whole city got barbecued while tampons sat on his hands. The governor still hasn't learned his lesson. He's telling ICE to hit the road and let the Somali pirates keep stealing.
Please, please, whatever it is, leave Minnesota alone. And this relentless assault on Minnesota for whatever reason is just cruel now. It has reached cruelness. So please just give us a break. And if it's me, you're already getting what you want. But leave my people alone. Leave our state alone.
Radicals are trying to run over ICE agents so they can't arrest drug dealers, sex traffickers, and welfare frauds. Who's the mean one, Mr. Grinch? Trump's not letting another American city get burnt to a crisp. Homan's boys aren't slowing down.
They're coming towards us right now. Stay up. You're good. You're good. So they're pushing folks back right now. As you can see behind me there, they've deployed some form of crowd repellent just in the last few seconds here. And look, this has been a lot of what we've seen over the course of the day. Someone just threw a water bottle towards those agents, which really, they're heading into the crowd right now. We are going to back up. They are moving, truly sprinting into the crowd. And they are tackling folks.
Mayor Smallfry says the city's been infiltrated by terrorists.
That the act by the victim was some sort of domestic terrorism. That, and I'll say it again, is bull. That is bull. The way they've been conducting themselves is also bull. They are claiming it's about enforcing the law, and it's not. What they are doing is terrorizing communities.
And that's part of a longer report Jesse Waters put out last night. Now we're going to the footage put out by Alpha News this morning that's got over 12 million views, and it shows probably the definitive angle of what happened yesterday. You can see Renee Good right there talking to the cop, and then he's going to go around and look at the Missouri license plate, which is interesting. It's a Missouri license plate. They supposedly went from Canada to Minnesota. There's the wife of Renee Good, and he comes back around to the front. So people are saying, well, why did he step in front? It looks like he's just circling around the car, and she's about to get in the car. So there would be no reasonable expectation that she's going to take off at that time when her wife is trying to get in the car. And there you could see the shooting that happened. You can hear it. We're going to play it with audio coming back from break. I just wanted to show people how this story has evolved from, you know, even people last night on the right were going, oh, well, why did the cop step in front of the car? Why didn't he shoot the tires? Look how fast this stuff happens. He gets to circle around the car, and I don't know if we'll make it around before the break, but we'll come back. This is Rob Dew reporting here. I'm sitting in for Harrison Smith. We're going to have a crazy day. I'm going to take a lot of calls. We got Royce White in the third hour, so stay tuned. We're going to have an amazing show. You're watching The War Room on Infowars.com/show and at Infowars on X.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Cranking up the decibels of truth, Rob Dew is on the air. This is War Room.
Welcome, everyone. Today is January 9th, 2026. Just 3 days past the fifth anniversary of J6, where Patriots went to the Capitol to petition their government for grievances. They were met with tear gas, rubber bullets, stun grenades, beatings with batons. They got mad. They didn't step back. They came. Some of them came and fought back, and led to the death of at least four people. Was it four or five? Muslim Boylan, among others. And now we're coming. It's like the circle is coming back around again. We're about to hit the fifth anniversary of the death of George Floyd, which kicked off the riots across the country. They're trying to do it again with this new shooting that took place in ICE just a couple days ago. And we saw the mainstream media come out and say, oh, look, she was trying to drive away. She was trying to drive away. Here it is. Here it is. Even though we saw from angles that were kind of far away, but zoomed in and sped up, you could see her. You could see the tires turn like they're caught on the ice and she was gunning it. You could see it hit the officer, push him back. His leg is straight. And you see him push back. That was the original footage that came out right there. And by that time, the officer's already circled around because here he comes right there. Boom. No time to act. You can see the wife right there to the right. And now we're going to go to this footage with sound so you can hear it. What led up to that? Because that was cropped. Because that's what they do. They crop it to show just certain things. Luke Radowski put out a video. There was a still photo of a guy holding a gun, an ICE agent holding a gun up to a black guy, and the black guy's like this. Well, you don't see the video earlier of the black guy trying to grab the gun from the other guy. He's grabbing the strap and grabbing the gun and holding it. And the guy comes back like this, and they're like, oh, look, he's holding the gun up to him. Well, when you don't see the full story, you don't get the full picture. So now we're going to go to the rest of the story, as the late, great Paul Harvey would say. Here it is. Yeah, it sounds like people are dropping their kids off at school, doesn't it?
That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you.
Show your face.
I'm not mad at you.
That's okay. We don't change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen,
former fucking president. You want to come at us?
You want to come at us? You hear us? You want to come at us?
I said go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
Out of the car. Get out of the fucking car. Get out of the car.
I take it back.
You hear the shots. There's the car hitting the other car. I feel bad for the dog in the back seat. If we can bring a still up of the dog in the back seat, looking very sad.
Why do we have to go protest again today? I just like to sit at home and sit in a sunbeam and try to warm up. It's cold out here. Why are you bringing me to this?
There he is. There's our good boy. Just trying to be a good boy. doesn't know what's going on, doesn't know why every day we have to go blow whistles and scream at people who are just trying to get criminals out. Just trying to get criminals out. Well, that led to some riots. Let's just, we can roll clip two. We don't need to have audio on it. I'm not sure if it's been synced. It's only 21 seconds from Nick's order. What's going on afterwards? More people are attacking ICE. This is emboldening people to come at ICE and push them and shove them. And these are obviously, you know, overweight, you know, slovenly people who are probably on some form of public assistance. That's why they're fighting so bad, because they think it's all coming to an end with what's been going on with the Somali daycare revelations. And so you're gonna keep seeing an escalation of this. Tim Walz is backing what's going on with the protesters. The mayor Fry is backing the protesters. Their argument is, oh, the ICE are bad. They don't have warrants. They have court orders to go and do what they're doing, or they wouldn't be doing it. Because every time a judge comes down and says, hey, you have to stop, or you can't do this, they stop. But they have a mandated order, and it's a mandate from the people as well. The people said, hey, y'all just let in 4 million illegal aliens into this country, and now you're giving them welfare. And you look at the amount of money that's been printed to pay for these people, and people are pissed off about it. This was on NBC News. Two people shot by a Border Patrol agent in Portland, identified by DHS. Well, what do you think they are? Let's see. Two people identified, suspected Trinidad Aragua gang associates, in a statement posted on X from Homeland Security. The driver, Louis David Nico Moncada, illegally entered the U.S. in 2022, the statement alleged. The passenger, Yorlins Bedspeth Zambrano Contreras, allegedly played a role in Trinidad Aragua prostitution ring. She entered in the U.S. in 2023. So they were trying to ram police and ICE agents with their car, and they got shot and wounded. And this is going to keep happening, and it's going to keep continuing until cooler heads prevail. But will they prevail? Well, there's a couple videos that popped up, and we're going to play number 4A first. This is LARPer number two. What I'm seeing now is people dressed up sort of conservatively, but you can kind of look at their faces and say, well, that's not really like a patriot or a veteran or anybody. And they're going into the crowds, and they're yelling things that normal people wouldn't be yelling. They're like, oh, we got you guys. We killed you. Nobody's doing that on our side. Nobody's celebrating the death of this lady. We do want to point out the facts of what the facts are, and the facts are that she tried to ram a policeman, an ICE agent, and got shot. And this was an ICE agent who had an impeccable record, and this had happened to him about 6 months ago. He got dragged by a car going after a pedophile, an illegal alien pedophile. And now that we see this video that we just showed you, to me, it's cut and dry. It's case closed, as Brendan Dilley said in the comments. But let's go to this guy here. We probably won't play the whole 3 minutes of it, but start rolling 4A. That was the one we censored. But you could see, like, to me, it's, you look at the eyebrows, and you could say, no, this guy's probably a leftist. He's got leftist eyebrows, in my opinion.
Who does this when someone dies? For real? This man, instead of standing with us in solidarity for Renee Nicole Good, he is sitting up here defending ICE.
And this is ICE of TikTok.
Defending actual terrorists.
You've never known a woman's touch.
TikTok has a lot of them. Ready? Eyebrows. Broly in the fucking... Y'all, take...
I'm going to go on live and record it.
Do you want to go on my live if you want to? And the fucking... Get the little filter. It's polar. You see that? Just pathetic. Like, you are so pathetic. It, like, makes me ill. It makes me want to throw up. If I throw up on you,
so normally you don't see one guy popping out there by himself. And here's another one where we'll go to the next one, 3A. And this guy has actually been identified, apparently, as Jaden Scott. And this is all my opinion. I don't know if these guys, what their political affiliations are. But the way this guy comes out and start saying, yeah, we executed one of your kind. No one with any moral compass is going to go out and do that.
We're nonviolent.
Let's go.
We're nonviolent.
Unless you're trying to create something for clicks.
Let's go.
He also sees the camera and he's going to directly address the camera. And here come the agents coming, which I've never seen federal agents go in there and protect somebody like they did this guy, which is also weird. Because usually they kind of let stuff happen. They stay out of the way. That's what we're trying to do. I haven't seen him aggressively protect somebody like that.
See
before.
This, guys? We will not back See? Down. We will not surrender. These people will not continue to intimidate us in our country. The storm is here.
Yeah, when the storm is here. Low Q-tard.
We go all. No one can stop what is coming.
Right. Like, so here, let me guys, string three Q-sayings together. It's like he had that ready. So to me, I'm looking at this. I'm like, this is made to incite more people into getting what you got. What happened in Minneapolis. So we're just going to keep building it up, keep stoking the fire. The guy's not even holding the American flag right. He's got it crumpled up, upside down. Got some weird megaphone. But this guy is going out there to stoke and get people. Maybe he's just doing it for clicks. Maybe he's just doing it to impress his girlfriend. Maybe his girlfriend is Aaliyah Scootercaster. I don't know. He seemed to know where that camera was, though, and went right at it. And it seemed to be staged to me. And you're looking at these guys that are going out there by themselves doing this. There's not a group of people going out. Usually there's a group of people that go out, and there's older people and younger people together. This guy's by himself, and he looks like he's just trying to antagonize the people on the left. And let me tell you, these people, look, they're fluoride heads. They're probably all vaccinated. They're probably on prescription SSRIs. They're not in a good place. And the left knows this. They're like, look, we got these people that are basically a tinderbox ready to go off. They're like walking around with barrels of gasoline under each arm. It's like, all we got to do is throw a match in there, and we're going to get these people to riot. So it's crazy. I'm not going to play all this clip, but this is, we were talking about J6 earlier. Michael Fanone, he's the guy with the tattoos on his neck. He was a Capitol Police officer. He went and cried on the stand, like, poor me. I can't remember if he was actually there that day or if he checked out or what. He definitely didn't seem to be one of the guys in the fray, in the scrum, in that little tunnel. But there he was crying on the stand. He was friends with Nancy Pelosi. And basically he's, you know, calling in his own, you know, now he's being a little measured. After Trump got elected, he thought they were going to come arrest him and he was going to have a little gunfight. There was a video of him talking about that. Kellen McBreen put out the article here, arrest him. J6 DC Metro cop Michael Fanone calls for Americans to shoot and kill ICE and CBP agents. That's Border Patrol. So discussing the recent shooting, the 37-year-old anti-ICE demonstrator, Renee Good, he was discussing her shooting. Fanone said, this is the first time we've seen ICE abuse their power. It's probably the millionth effing time we've seen this happen. It's not even the first time someone's been seriously injured or lost their lives. Yeah, most of the time when you look at the incidents against the ICE agents, it's you know, a big increase in getting hit by cars, getting pelted with rocks, getting harassed, they're getting doxxed. So these politicians, these local state municipal law enforcement agencies need to wake the F up. He said, and I appreciate the foul language coming out of the mouth of the mayor of Minneapolis. And I think it's his sentiment in the moment was appropriate. And he's essentially calling for a civil war between the blue states and the federal government, the DC cop asked. What are you directing your law enforcement agencies do to protect the citizens? I don't want to hear from the police chief that we need to remain calm and protest peacefully. F you, F that. What are you going to do to keep me safe? What are you going to do to keep my mom safe, my sister safe? Well, you know, maybe don't go out and try to interfere with lawful arrests and detentions of illegal aliens. That'd be my first guess. We'll watch a little bit of that. If it gets too cussy, we'll pull out of it. But this is clip nine.
We're not the ones with the guns. So how do we stop this?
I mean, I think that,
Yeah. Okay.
We need to apply
a significant amount of pressure to our politicians and to state, local, and municipal law enforcement agencies and tell them, you know, which side are you on? Either you protect us or we are going to have to organize and protect ourselves against this lawless, dangerous mob of armed agents. And then what that looks like is the Minnesota State Police should continue to conduct a parallel investigation to what's happening with the FBI. And if they decide that they have evidence that is, you know, leads to a prosecution of this agent, they should prosecute him in state court. They should do it quickly. You know, a lot of what happened that day is readily available for them to review. And it didn't take me very long to come to the conclusions that I came from. And, you know, I'm not just talking about out of my ass here. I was a cop for 20 years. I was in that very same situation countless times. And you know how many times I shot my weapon? Zero. Because I understood departmental policy. And I also understood the fact that, you know, while my ego may have said, how dare this person drive away from me and disrespect my, you know, authority, I'm not justified in killing them for doing it.
Michael, did they ram the car into you? Did they floor the car? I mean, that's why the car kept going, is because she had floored it. It wasn't like she was trying to get away. She had floored the car. You could see the wheels turn. When you do the close-up slow-mo, you see the wheels skid, like they're peeling out, as we used to call it. So I want to do a lot of calls here in the rest of the first hour and second hour. And let's bring up the number. I don't do this every day, so I don't remember what the number is. There it is, 888-789-2539, 888-789-2539. I'm sure you got a lot to say. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're opening up the phone lines now. We're going to take calls probably into the third hour as well. My guest is going to be Royce White, running for senator in Minnesota. I figure it's a good time to get him on. I was watching he did the Sunday Night Live. I think it was last Sunday, and I watched at least 40 minutes of it. I was like, man, this guy's got it down. He's figured it out. And just the way he does it all calm, cool, and collected. He doesn't get too animated. So maybe he could help kind of tamper my mood down. Cause I tend to get animated, especially in things like this, when I see the mainstream media blatantly lying to us, trying to foment the people that I talked about earlier, low IQ fluoride head, vaccinated SSRI bots, from basically trying to kick off a civil war. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to use these people to get what they want. So don't fall for it. Don't fall for the LARPers. Don't fall for the antagonistic language being done by the news. If you're going to go protest, don't get in front of these cars. Don't try to stop them. I mean, they have the mandate, and they're not violating a Bill of Rights. These are people that came into the country illegally, and they haven't done whatever they're supposed to do to stay here. We're finding billions and billions and billions of dollars in fraud. In fact, maybe we can find, there was a fraud clip. They had just done an audit, and they were like, oh, it's ridiculous how much it's approaching. I think it's over 40 billion at this point. It might even be, you know, I can't keep track of it because it keeps changing. The bar keeps getting set higher. There's a short clip from Michael Flynn looking at other politicians on the right even. And he said, oh, look, the Speaker of the House, Johnson, he's also getting kickbacks and getting funds from other daycare centers in Louisiana. So it's not just Minnesota. It's nationwide. And the reason we don't hear about it is because both sides are benefiting from it. So you got to go. If you're getting this illegal daycare money, I think you got to go. You got to resign or you got to be just driven from office. We can't have that anymore. Yes, this is the one. And we'll play this probably on the other side of the hour. Yeah, we'll keep keep that clip handy because that's the DHS grant audit. We got the callers lining up. I got about 4 minutes. Let's go to my friend who I met personally, and I really love the mission he's doing down in New Orleans in the French Quarter every weekend, going out there and talking to the people, getting the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's Badass Uncle Sam coming from New Orleans. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, hello there, dude. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. I hear you might be kicking off a new version of the Badass Uncle Sam wagon. How is that coming along?
Well, it's coming, but I got the rig in, but I have to send it back because it's a dud. It's a lemon. But yeah, I know.
Cheap Chinese crap strikes again.
I know. But to bring it back here and make it. But yeah, it's going to have the telegraphing pole with two LED screens on it so I can live stream InfoWars to the street and ask people what they think, what they just heard and saw.
That's going to be amazing. That is going to be amazing. I'm glad to hear that. So what do you think? You think the Civil War is about to be kicked off? We got about 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
I think it's been kicked off.
Yeah.
It's been going on, but it hasn't been hot. Now it's going hot. This is the hot part of it. They're going to try to kick off.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, they've been fomenting and teaching. We had a guy call into Alex's show today. He said they've been hunting us for a long time, but now it's going nationwide. This is the flashpoint. They're going for this. They've been training these people to do just enough so they think they're within the law. So all it takes is one person to just cross over like, oh, I'm just going to drive my car into somebody. There's Badass Uncle Sam. I'm just going to drive my car into somebody and, nothing will happen to me because I'm a lesbian. And she effed around and found out. She literally effed around and found out.
Yeah. And what I'm hoping is I hope Trump is hard on the communist inside this country as he's been on the ones outside this country.
Yeah.
I mean, the Insurrection Act Waltz needs to be arrested. That mayor needs to be arrested. I mean, force only is respectful of force. And, shall I go ahead and quote Alex?
Go ahead.
We didn't start this war, but if you want one, you better believe you got it.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I say this, most people on the left and right want to have good jobs, want to have, a safe place to raise their kids. Or if they don't have kids, they just want to be able to, live their lives and take on their hobbies and whatnot. And I don't think there's any problem with that. I think both sides agree on the majority of that. And what's happening is you've got a good cadre of leftists who are very organized and very well equipped and well funded throughout the years through all this NGO money. And then you've got people on the right who are seeing this and are very disgruntled about what they're seeing. And instead of just realizing, where the similarities are, and you're in the heart of a leftist haven there, a sanctuary city in New Orleans. So, I mean, what are the people? Are people feeling a civil war? I mean, what are you getting the sense down there in New Orleans? We just had the anniversary of the Battle of New Orleans.
Hey, more people are just talking about
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it. came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Come to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
To make. I was talking about the people on the left, you know, taking their vaccines and being on SSRIs and having bad diets and all that. I mean, a lot of, you could blame some of that on the government, you know, because they're listening to the government. They've been told the government's right. Unless it's, you know, a Republican administration, then they're all right-wing fascists. But anybody on the left is fine. Doesn't matter. You know, we just saw the food pyramid get inverted, where they took the grains, and instead of keeping them up here or down here with lots of grains, they said, no, we want this much, a little bit of grains, and we're going to flip it. So we're going to flip the pyramid. So what was once what you had to do a lot of, you do a little bit of. So you do a little bit of grains, and then it goes fruits, veggies, meat, dairy up at the top, fats, butter, real butter, not margarine, not not chemicals that they used to use to lubricate engines and all the seed oils and all that. No, real butter. And so it's not totally these people's fault. They go, they get trained in these, you know, Rockefeller education centers, and then they become doctors and they're told, you know, vaccinate the children as many times as you possibly can before the age of three. You know, it was like 72 shots before they reach 4 or 5. And now they're dropping that down. So you're so slowly seeing a change. So it's not entirely people's fault that they're so easily being able to be brainwashed, you know. So look at the SSR. Here they are. They're about to invert the food pyramid. There it is. That's how it should be. Right there. Eat your veggies, eat your meats, get some fat, some good oil. See that oil there in the center? That's olive oil. That's good for you, kids. Coconut oil, that's good for you, kids. What other oils out there are good for you? Not much. I think they said if you get fresh sunflower oil, you're good. But you got to watch the crap. And, you know, if you go to the store and you're shopping in the middle of the aisles, you know, don't get too much of that. Get the stuff on the edges. Steak with his butter. Exactly. And so that's kind of what we do here at InfoWars. You know, part of our mission, in addition to news, is health information. Ever since I've been here, it's always been about health information and what can you put in your body to help your health. And one of the products that I think is amazing, I take a scoop of it. I do a dry scoop in the mouth and then drink water because it doesn't mix very well. You really have to get to it. And Uncle Sam, I know you're there. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. But colostrum is one of nature's first superfoods. If any mammal, the first 2 weeks after they have a baby, they produce colostrum, which is really dense in nutrients. It helps the gut lining. It helps the immune system, helps, you know, repair tissue. And we have some of the best bovine colostrum right there. And right now we have, which is amazing. You purchase one, they call it a tub. It's a canister. I'd say it's a canister of bovine colostrum. You get a second free. So buy one, get one free right now for colostrum in Sunday, January 11th at midnight. So you have from now, and this show's going to repeat all weekend up until midnight, January 11th on Sunday. So they just got a new shipment in and they're like, you know what? The new year's starting off. People are liking these deals that we've been offering and they're helping the info war. And don't forget, you do get entered and we have 2 weeks. If y'all could bring that back up, that one graphic of the trucks. So every purchase gets 50 times entries to win. Either you get entered into the Ford F-150 Raptor or the Ford F-250. It's a diesel. Plus you get $20,000 in cash. I think each one you get $10,000 with to help with the, there's one thing they don't tell you in these contests is you get hit with the sales tax. That's what good old Uncle Sam's like, you know what? You think you'll want a truck? No, you actually won the right to give me some money. So they give you that cash so you can then pay for the tax title and license on these vehicles because they are pretty hefty vehicles. I mean, those look mean. Those are some mean machines and we've done a lot of different ones, but now we got an F-150 and an F-250 and those are just monsters. I love, you know, one thing Americans do really well is tires, good mud tires. It's one thing we do very well. So thealexjonesstore.com, buy one, get one free of colostrum. And it's your support. It's your support that keeps us going, keeps us in the fight, because right now we're in this situation where, you know, we've had to declare bankruptcy. Then they shut it down for InfoWars, but then they said Alex Jones is still in bankruptcy and he has to sell his assets, one of which is Free Speech Systems, which is the parent company of InfoWars. And we have the state judge over in Austin has appointed a receiver, and the receiver has been here and they have taken inventory of things and they're making lists and they're supposed to have auctions. But there's one thing that's right now sort of stopping everybody is it's this appeal that has been filed and has not come to an end yet in the state of Texas. So That's where we're at right now. So we're still operating, and we're still going to continue until somebody comes here in a uniform with a piece of paper and says, y'all have to get out. That's basically what we're doing. We don't know when that's going to happen. It was supposed to happen in 2024. And we've been able to maneuver things and play our defense, put our defense on. You know, if you have a certain defense you run in certain situations. Is it a run? Is it a pass? So we've put on our defense. We've pretty much exhausted everything we can do. So now we're just waiting to see what happens in this appeal, which could also muck up the works a little more. So that's where we're at now. We're still on the air. We're still going to continue to bring you the news. I mean, we were putting out within an hour of the shooting happening. We had the multiple angles coming up and showing people and analyzing it and slowing it down and looking at it and kind of doing what X is doing, but in a different, you know, framework, in this multimedia framework where we could show different angles really quickly and you don't have to scroll around and look for them. We're just bringing it to you. And we're also having our callers. But before we finish, this is what I do. My morning drink, what I make with, this is sparkling water, and then I mix half and half of kombucha and coconut water, but I've never done this. So I've drank about half of this so far. I've never done a scoop of Ultimate Power. In fact, guys, we're going to play this one. We do have an AI ad that our Wars of the Info has produced, but there's my scoop of Ultimate Power right there, which I've never tried. I've never tried Ultimate Power. And what I have tried is methylene blue, and I did take my capsule this morning, but I'm going to put a couple drops. We're just going to go all out here. A couple drops of methylene blue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I already took the one pill of methylene blue, but there's that. And hey, why not? Since we're doing the blue, might as well do the red. Now the red, they say 4 droppers. Let's just put 1, 2. We're just going to do 3 droppers in there of the methylene red and the methylene red. Nobody makes methylene red. All right, there we go, right there. We're the only place you could get this. This is something developed with the help of AI. I'm going to stir that up a little bit and then add a little more water to it because this is almost out of water. Oh, it turned. Wow. I don't know if y'all can see that. It definitely turned a little shade of blue. I guess the methylene blue. Put some of that in there. Then I'll pour a little more water in there and then try it. And then we're going to go to Uncle Sam. You can see here. Try that. See if you can get the light in there. There's a good shot with the light. Nah. Still, yeah, and kind of looks murky, but let's see. Wow. You can definitely taste the mango and the Freedom Mango. So the Freedom Mango's in there. And this is what I'll be drinking for the rest of the show. And now let's go back to Badass Uncle Sam. I think it got a little garbled with the bumper music coming in with you, Uncle Sam. But you were telling us what it's like in New Orleans. Has the attitude changed since the election, or has it gotten worse since the ICE raids? I know there were some ICE raids in New Orleans. What's been going on there in the Crescent City?
Yeah, before I get to that, I would tell you, I want to try the superfood. I mix that with the methylene blue and the methylene red and the creatine, and that's what I do to wash my the magnesium down with, and the Nitro Boost, and
okay.
It keeps me. So get that stuff, baby. If you're out there, you haven't tried this stuff. Look, I'm 78 years and a half years old. I go 16 hours a day. I couldn't do it without your stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely the best. So, yeah, indeed. Go get it, folks. Now, Rob, the attitude since 16 has been revolutionary. I mean, people were kind of, you know, we were waiting on the revolution back then. It was like lock her up wasn't a campaign slogan. We wanted to see accountability, and accountability is the top of the tier right now. I mean, we're 5 years of Trump being in office. First 4 years this year here. And there's a poster that, of course, is going around that's become real big, and it's up on Gateway Pundit right now. Number of arrests, Russian collusion hoax, zero. January 6th, zero. Mar-a-Lago, zero. Biden Waterpen, zero. 2020 election, zero. Epstein pedophile arrests, zero. COVID, zero. Benghazi, zero. Doge finding, zero. Ukraine impeachment hoax, zero. And that's the short list.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's the accountability list. That's what we're asking for. We're asking for accountability. We're asking, hey, if you break the law, you get treated the same as if we break the law.
Yeah, I mean, Barney Fife could have already indicted half a dozen of these things right now. And if indeed Pam Bimbo Bondi could find her desk and actually start doing that, we wouldn't be set up like we are now with these riots. Because if we were indeed crashing down on these people and arresting the NGOs, they wouldn't have the coordination on the to do what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, this is money we've given to these NGOs. The government has, you know, go in and seize the assets to them, and then look at their networks, and they're just like, well, you know, I think Dan Bongino's like, well, if you do a case too quickly, it could not work. Well, you know, it's been over a year. The FBI has gone and rounded up smaller criminal networks in cities. They have done that, and they've done a good job doing that, but. We're looking for accountability. James Comey, it looks like he's going to skate away. Letitia James, looks like she's going to skate away. I mean, James Comey literally got up there and lied to Congress. He tried to get he tried to dismantle Trump's cabinet with going after Michael Flynn in the first day. He went after Michael Flynn. And it was like, oh, I'm going to have my agents come down and come talk to us. And then he makes it a big joke. Because Michael Flynn's like, oh, we're all on the same team. We're all working together. And Comey's like, no, I'm a commie. I'm trying to dismantle this country, bro. You don't know that. I've got a grift going on.
Yeah, I don't know what's stopping Trump from doing it, but I'm telling you, it's almost too late. Even if he put someone else in to take Bondi's place, that person would have to start from scratch again. And start putting things together, because there's still bad players in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, and surrounding Trump. So, I mean, it just either is incompetence or it's deliberate.
Exactly.
And if what I'm seeing now in the frustration, what I'm seeing now is, people are just, they're feeling, all right, we're on our own. We've been played. And until we start seeing some arrests of people, maybe we recognize. I mean, Tim Walz already should be in. He called for violence. He called, actually, he said, we're at war. Okay, good, let's go. I mean, there's, again, some of these people have bragged about their crimes on video. What more do you need?
Well, and Brianna Morello put this out yesterday. Senator Rand Paul's office redacted an email from the DOJ official Kenneth Corrier that shows him ordering the arrest of an innocent Trump supporter. Corrier had no evidence to go after Christine Crowder, who we interviewed on Jan 6, Brianna did, on the American Journal that airs 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays, but still had her placed in the J6 prosecution queue. You know, it's also interesting from what I'm gathering that this Kenneth Corrier was also the same DOJ official that was like, no, we're not going after Ray Epps. And that'll all be coming out.
Yeah.
But you can read her email. I think it's pinned on her. Yeah, it's pinned on her X account. You can see the one that Senator Paul's office released. And I'm starting to, you know, I used to be a Rand Paul supporter. I interviewed him before he ran, or while he was running, and you could see he was cutting off names of these DOJ officials. And why? I mean, this is what they're doing. So you could see the difference. That's the one that Brianna put out. You could see it's unredacted with the names, but then you go to the next one over and, oh, look, we don't know who it is. That's what Rand Paul put out. Cause Rand Paul, I don't think he's in it to win it anymore. He's in it to stay in the system. You know, he started off like his dad, but, you know, we've seen that. We've seen the apple fall a little farther from the tree sometimes, and he's no Turns out he's no Ron Paul. He wants to protect these people. And, you know, what has he done going after Fauci? He talks a big game, but what happens? It's all talk at the end of the day. Oh, we're going to refer these people for criminal prosecution. Then the DOJ goes, yeah, we're not going to go after anybody but low-level Somalis. When we know the Somalis didn't invent the game of creating daycare centers to bilk the government. We know that's not a game they invented. Okay. That didn't originate in Somalia. That's a game that's been played here for a long time. And it's people that are above them, the ones that are getting the money, getting the kickbacks. Those are the people that need to be held accountable in addition to the ones doing it. But that the ones that were the pawns, you know, they need to be kicked out of the country and sent back because they're not good people at the end of the day if they could be led into events like this. But the ones that were running it, the Tim Wallses, the Jacob Fries, the Keith Ellisons, they need to be sitting in a federal max prison. What do they call it? Pound me in the ass prison? Is that what they call it, badass Uncle Sam?
When you can call up some of the numbers of the daycare centers and it goes directly to Tim Walz's governor's office.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of the cover. I mean,
That's mockery. I mean, how much, again?
How much more evidence do you need after that, right? If Nick Shirley can put together, you know, 5 years worth of investigatory reports in one day. I mean, with Dave, it's the boomer zoomer duo going out there and just like laying waste to this fraud. And then, but what's going to happen? Oh, they talk a big game. Oh, we're going to form a task force. Okay. What about the task force? What about all the people that are already working in the DOJ? Why do we need another task force? Oh, so we could spend some more money to put something together that, oh, we could show we're going to do something. You got to do something. I feel like I'm Chris Farley yelling at the kid sitting on the couch.
Well, you're going to fix big government by making it bigger.
Yeah, right.
Stop. The budget is $38 billion for the Department of Justice to get 116,000 people working for them. And one 23-year-old goes out there and does more in a half a day than they did in the past, 5 years?
Well, let's not forget the contributions of Boomer Dave. He was the one leading Nick Shirley around. Nick Shirley had the audience, but Boomer Dave, he had all the insights and all the information.
That's it. Dave has been out there for years saying, mm-hmm. Here it is, on the silver platter, and he was ignored. But it took Nick Shirley to go out there and do it because he's got an audience. But again, where in the hell is the Department of Justice? Where in the hell has Bimbo Bondi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where in the hell is the FBI? I mean, I'm sorry. This is, it's either incompetence or it's deliberate. Either is just as destructive.
Yep. Hey, Uncle Sam, tell people where they can find you. You going to be out tomorrow and Sunday?
It's supposed to rain tomorrow. I might go out Sunday, but I've got another problem. The banks have stolen my house, so I got to find a place to live, too. So they're banging me real hard right now.
Always so fighting the Patriots. But look at that. You're not stopping, though. You're still fighting.
I'm coming back stronger. I'm telling you what. When I come out with this new rig, it's going to rock, man. I got the. But can you imagine me showing a short video of the nanobot, self assembling nanobot technology that's in us all now?
Exactly.
To an audience.
Yeah, and when people say that doesn't exist, you go, oh, well, here's the video. Click, and you start showing them a video of it with speakers and everything.
And then I'm going to have a scanner on. I'm going to scan them right there on the street.
We're going to find your bots.
And can you imagine, like, oh, all right, hey, Alex, would you like to take questions from people right on the street here?
Oh, yeah. That's literal man on the street action right there. Well, Uncle Sam, I'm going to let you go. I want to get to Patrick in Boston. But thanks for calling. Wish you the best. We were showing your Bandai video channel on there. People go on there, check it out, spread his videos around. He literally is on the ground doing the work. And we appreciate his work and support all the time. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
God bless you.
All right. Let's go to Patrick in Boston. Let's talk about the Minnesota nonsense. Sorry you had you on so long on hold, but here you go, Patrick.
Rob, Bob, hey, no need to apologize. I understand. So talking about the Minnesota situation, I was in D.C. with the Proud Boys this last week, and on Monday and Tuesday being the anniversary of January 6th, 2021. And I talked to a lot of people who were, you know, really upset about the fact that they had been, you know, kind of just shoved to the side. They got pardoned, but, you know, weren't really talked about too much. And I could understand where they were coming from. They were talking about police brutality, and it's always been an issue that has been important to me. What I can't understand is what people are doing with the Minnesota situation now, basically saying, hey, police brutality is okay when it's people that we don't agree with, but when it was people that we agree with, well, you know, okay. So we've got a serious problem in this country right now where we give the police a pass when we want them to do things that politically align with us. And that's what's happening right now. You don't hear anybody on the right saying, oh, my God, the police shouldn't be doing this with the situation in Minnesota. But they do want to say that with everything that happened on January 6th. So that's a completely ridiculous situation, and I can't stomach it.
Well, I'll say this. I was there on Jan 6th, and I even have video of this, which we had to give all our video to the select committee. They wanted all the video we had shot that day. And we're there, and this is right after Alex had got up, climbed up on the chair, stacked up chairs, and said, don't go inside. Don't do it. It's a trap. They're going to turn it into another Kent State. Right after that happened, I would say it was a group of about 10, and these guys were armored up. These guys were fully armored up cops coming in, and they just had, looks like billy clubs, you know, the long clubs. And they walked into a group, and they stood there for a second, and everybody else was standing there too. Nobody was doing anything. And then all of a sudden, one of them starts hitting one of the guys. Okay? Just a guy standing there. They're not pushing them. They're not doing anything. They're like, you know, I think one guy at one point said, hey, why don't you help us? You know, we're just trying to have free and fair elections. Something to that effect. And this one guy starts wailing away on one dude. Another dude grabs the baton who's standing on a wall. Okay? Which to me is self-defense. If some guy's beating you with a baton, you try to stop it. But it was not provoked. And then people started getting mad at these guys. Like, what are y'all doing? Nobody's doing anything to you. And then they, as quickly as they marched in there, they just marched right out. Very weird. Okay. What I'm seeing in Minnesota is people standing in front of police cars. Now, where can you go in this country, anywhere in this country, and stand in front of a police car when they're trying to drive somewhere? Can you do that anywhere else in the country? Does Minnesota have an exclusion on this, that they can go stand in front of police cars and throw things at cops and scream at them? And that's all okay. You say that's freedom of speech when they're throwing snowballs at them, but when they're standing in front of the police cars impeding them. Now, I'll let you answer that when we come back. We're going to have a 5-minute break, 5-minute segment coming up.
Before I go any further, you want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it. You're crazy if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, our RSGMOS, and our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand of the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, and we have a limited supply. Buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period, but there's an overlap each month when they give away another super vehicle, super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week. Only time we do it on both the Ford Raptor twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound feet, on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 475 horsepower, just a huge off-road package, $20,000 in cash to win, all that ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all, but thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum or a discount and get one free until Sunday night at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The Nicolas Maduro extraction set? No way! This is awesome! Time to gear up, men! We're going into action!
We got a 5-minute segment here. I'm going to let Patrick continue. I kind of left with a question of, you know, we saw what happened at J6. They had little security. They stood down. They were offered 10,000 National Guard. They said, no, we're not going to take that. We'll just keep the Capitol Police there. They had some little barrier set up, which was like a string on some, I guess, some wooden stakes, except for the bike. They had some bike ramps. But on the grassy areas, it was just like a little string that said, do not cross. Very small. I think by the time we'd gone there, it'd already been trampled over. We had hundreds of agents of FBI and other government agencies in the crowd as plainclothes. And I'm not seeing right wingers, being embedded into Minnesota where they're going and attacking cops, except maybe some weird leftist LARPers who are pretending to be right wingers. So Patrick, go ahead. You think it's a case of, I guess we're treating it okay on one, and you're looking at it from the police brutality angle, whereas, oh, we like this police brutality, but not this police brutality. I would say the police wouldn't be defending themselves or being brutal unless in the Minnesota cases and in other cases in LA when there were riots were happening over the summer. The police weren't going around attacking citizens and taking their guns. They were trying to, fulfill court orders to arrest illegal aliens, which is what the people called for. So I'm going to give you the rest of the time. You got 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Go.
All right, so I was there on January 6th. I was photographing everything that was going on, so much so that I was subpoenaed to testify in federal court on during the Proud Boys trial, in which I testified that those guys did definitely not commit a seditious conspiracy, right? So I came, I went down there, and I testified on behalf of Enrique Tarrio, on behalf of all the guys that were charged with seditious conspiracy. So I think I know a little bit more about this whole thing than you do. And what I would say is that InfoWars, for the last several years, really likes to talk a bunch of stuff. And I'm going to try and watch my mouth. Talk a bunch of stuff, but doesn't show up to anything anymore. I mean, really, you guys are has-beens. The fact that if there is an event...
What have you done since J6?
Hold on a second. You said that you were going to let me talk.
I'll keep you over so the next day. I'll keep you on the rest of the show if you need me to. Go ahead.
You guys don't show up anymore, man, because you're a bunch of bitches. Like, you don't actually care about this stuff. You just care about clicks and selling some nonsense, whatever the hell it is that you sell. Nobody cares. You don't care anymore. Otherwise, there would be certain people who would still work at the network. But what I'm saying is you guys are a bunch of silly little girls who don't actually give a fuck anymore.
And that's your argument?
You testified
at a federal trial, and we don't give an F anymore. That's your argument.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's my argument. You got a problem with that?
Oh,
come on, man. You got a response or what?
I've got plenty of responses. I was giving you the full 3 minutes because you said don't interrupt you.
No, I guess I don't need the full 3 minutes to make a jerk out of you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you this. We're not going out there telling people to step in front of ICE agents. I do want people to be, especially illegal aliens, deported from this country. I don't want to see them committing fraud. I don't want to see them getting all this free stuff. I don't want to see the changes in the political landscape that happen when you let these people stay in the country. I don't want to see the rents rising because they are giving free money to pay for rent. So that drives up the rents for all the people that work for a living. I don't know what you do. I work for a living. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. And hey, if you want to kowtow and go, oh, we can't be mean to these people. Well, you know what? Get the fuck out of the way, people. When the guy's driving his car, don't get in the way. That's it. And you wouldn't have a dead lady, a dead lesbian sitting out there because what did she do? She tried to run over an agent. Don't do that. And that's not kowtowing to the feds. That's saying get these damn people out of this country. And if you don't like it, F you too, punk.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of Glucovantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioparin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Rob Dew in the war room. Truth is our weapon, and we're fully loaded.
You know, I've been arrested. I've had guns pointed at me. I've had Army Air National Guard follow me around. I've done a lot. And I really love it when some Yankee tries to say he knows what's what. Lives in a city run by a degenerate communist. Hey, I live in a city run by a degenerate communist too. He's really good at setting up banks and stealing old people's land, and nothing happens to these people. So yeah, we don't do anything. We're has-beens. You know, what's interesting is, we could do a lot more if we could get some closure on all the legal stuff that's going on. But we just can't. They can't seem to figure out what they want to do because, you know, we're a company that is profitable, and they have a hard time going, we can't just stop a profitable company from operating. So that's where we're at. Yeah, there's us doing nothing during the George Floyd riots. Well, let's continue to go to the calls. I do want to go to these two guys. We got Charles in Georgia, and then I have I Fix It All in West Virginia. I'm going to go to I Fix It All first. 7 steps to fix the country. What do you got to say, I Fix It All? Go ahead.
Hey, I Fix It All. Hey, Rob, on YouTube. You can find my 7 steps on my YouTube channel if you disagree. But I want to throw in CRS Firearms actually just decoded our Constitution with regard to the Second Amendment and people's ambiguity and how they get lost. Does that apply to people or soldiers? The very beginning of it says, we the people. So if you start off the Second Amendment with we the people, there's no question it applies to everyone.
Oh, right. So, yeah, that's right. A good point.
Now, check this. Yeah, and I hope Uncle Sam hears this. All right, this is how we fix our country. Step 1, declare temporary soft martial law and reinvigorate the volunteer armed self-deputized civil defense with or without your sheriff's consent to assist ICE and the like. 2, executive order followed by a vote to redefine the bar for treason. 3, executive order followed by a vote to redefine citizenship revocation. 4, executive order followed by a vote to normalize firing squads. 5, gotta catch my breath, evaluate all persons in the U.S. and determine guilt of treason. This will be hundreds of thousands of all ranks, genders, and races using all available forensic means. 6, pick your country or pick your bullet test. Those guilty of treason, pick a bullet. The rest, pick a country. Number 7. This will fix a 85% of our problems in our country in less than 12 months. Step 7, use National Guard and Amtrak Rail to deposit these people to the East and West Coast. Use 3 East and 3 West Coast huge container ships to lawfully or by surprise ship the illegals and denaturalized to other shores. Conclusion, it's past time to go hard. We are in a satanic war for our survival. Again, this is I Fix It All on YouTube. You can find this list up there. My request to everyone listening is to screenshot my list and post it everywhere and get it up in front of the people who are actually trying to consider what to do about what's going on in our country, because we are in a satanic war for our survival. This is I Fix It All on YouTube, focused on self-sufficiency and reduced government dependency.
Yeah, I agree. And we're kind of past the time of being cutesy and being polite. We need drastic measures, or the country's gone. Or then we just go, okay, every man for themselves, and we'll see how we all survive at that point, because that's where it's going. Because after that, you're going to have communist control, and you can go watch videos of what it's like to live in Cuba, because that's what it's going to be like here.
Yeah. I just thought I'd throw that CRS firearms decoding of the Second Amendment out there, because for my whole life, too, I've always said, well, if I could go back in time and ask the founders to reword something, that would be the number one thing. But for some reason, I stumbled across his recent thumbnail. He decoded the Second Amendment. He says, start off the Second Amendment with we the people, and then read it to yourself. So anyone who questions it, there's their answer. And I hope somebody in management and upper ranks sees this list, because we know we're heading down unhappy trails. But we are in a moment here where there's a tipping point, and we have to decide, how do we clean hell? So I read this to Harrison earlier this week, and he said, well, it sounds well thought out, your list, but it also begs the reason, why don't we just follow the law? And the dividing line there is, I've got several years on Harrison. And Uncle Sam, this one's for you, too. If I was as old as Uncle Sam, I have lived through more. And then you gain knowledge from that, and that, therefore there's wisdom. And so it's like experience is what you gain when the results aren't what you expected. And that's all I got, Rob.
That's it. Thanks. No, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, when you make a mistake, that's experience. You learn pretty quick on what not to do. Thanks for the call. I Fix It All. We're going to get to the, there's your list right there. We got it. So now people can screenshot it right there with the War Room logo in the bottom left and the Infowars.com logo. And conclusion, it's past time to go hard. It's too late to handle these times. The political kid gloves. We're in a satanic war for our survival. And some people don't realize that. And as you could hear from the call in the first segment of this hour, let's go to Charles in Georgia. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
How are you doing today?
Good. Hey, let me see if I can humbly simplify a few hours or a few days or a few weeks of conversations on this program just to say something I think should be very simple.
All right.
And that's taking like the, you know, 33,000-foot view of any subject we want to talk about. Number one. Oh, by the way, I've listened to Alex since he was 25, so I'm up in my mid-70s. Listen nearly every single day and distribute his videos everywhere. I own them all, take all his products, have about 30 different ones in my stock room back here. And the information is worth doctor's degrees, worth of info that comes out of InfoWars. It's all good. Great praise to you all for that. But let's take it to the higher level, if I can consider it higher. Until human beings decide to do like Nikolai Kardashev described, and his name is N-I-K-O-L-I-A-I, N-I-K-O-L-I-A-I, Kardashev, he was the one that made the concept of these 1 to 7 types of civilizations, top one being perhaps they go past the speed of light, they don't have war, of course, no health problems, can live as long as they want to. Now, if you bring it back down to where we are, I think the human dilemma is we see ourselves bifurcated in terms of sex differences, racial differences, country differences, until and unless we have a higher concept of what we are and where we want to go, we're never going to solve most of the problems because I think our enemies use every kind of process of division to keep us, our energy focused on not as productive things. So, okay, one question we could ask ourselves, do we really want to heal most diseases? Do we really want to have free energy? Do we really want to have a warless world? Well, then how do we get there? First of all, if we don't consider ourselves a human family, I'm less inclined to hurt my sister, my brother, my father, my dad, if I can consider them, hey, that's my family. So why do we insist on this concept of, we've been sold the concept that we're different and all these different segments. And if we would, number one, consider ourselves a family, we could move to the next level and say, okay, well, what is it, family, that we want to accomplish? But whatever we choose to accomplish, there's some definitions we need. Natural law guides us. Before there was religion, the Bible, or anything else, look at what animals did. Out in nature, the strong survives, but the weaker has to bind together to fight against the strong. When we get up into the human realm, we have also that motivation of consciousness and self-will. But the same process is in effect. We have to decide what kind of realm or life do we want as a human species. We want to be healthy, want to be free, we want to be on our own property. And then the next thing you do as a scientist or as a builder like Donald Trump building a 50-story building, you don't just go get sand and some wood and sticks. You have to have the science of how do you have the right tensile strength of metal and glass. So as a society, if we were more intellectual and just said, how do we make our world better? And define what we're trying to do, that would get us 50 to 70% farther along this path because we have a mission. The concept is people perish for lack of knowledge. Is that not true? Yes. Now, I could go on, but let me say something the last 30 seconds or so. With all the high praise I give to Alex and all he's done, he's a great man. You all are great people. I got to give a hell of a shout out to David Icke. The man has written over 33 books. He's a historian par excellence, but in his concepts are the same concepts I'm mentioning. We don't have him on and talk about him as much. Not that it's about him, but it's about his concepts, and that is there's an imbalance in the world, what we call governments and powers that be. We have, through our lack of realizing our own self-worth, believe these concepts that because we give them power, then they oppress us. None of this will be solved unless the average human being added together to the collective humanity understands that there's an imbalance of how we perceive ourselves in relation to powers and structures like government, IRS, etc. Until we realize we are the prime right holder. And then collectively as a family get together and reclaim our powers from these things we've given
Charles,
our powers
Hey, Charles,
to.
I was in my office watching and listening to you. I don't disagree with you. I love David Icke. He hadn't talked to me in almost 2 years. He attacks me all the time, says I've sold out because I support Trump. I don't even see it as a purist thing. I know Trump's not perfect, but we're all getting a lot done. Look at Kennedy. Look at all the good stuff. I'm not going to go over it all. And I learned people that know him well. I feel sorry for David. His daughter died 2 years ago. He had basically a nervous breakdown. He's been real sick with some type of lung thing. I'm not trying to reveal his secret. So we forgive David, but David won't come on the show. We love David Icke. And so we forgive him, but he won't talk to us. And so we need to let everybody know that's why. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you, Alex. One thing about Alex, again, see, Alex proves my point. Look, I'm an African-American. I have promoted Alex Jones as a human being, not a white man, but a man of love or a man that has exposed anything about his own life he'll talk about. This is a real man. That's what I really love about Alex. And, Alex, thank you for clarifying that. I didn't know that about. And again, you feel, I hope my spirit, I'm not pitying one against the other. I'm just saying some of the concepts that he has had.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps.
I think Alex and David, to interrupt real quick, I think Alex and David have kind of worked off each other throughout the years. But it's true. When Alex will post something, David will post something very negative and very attacking of Alex. And he says, hey, well, come on and talk about it. Let's have you on. And then he doesn't want to, he kind of shuts up and doesn't want to come on anymore. So, you know, that's up to him. He's had the open invitation out there many times, and, you know, he just doesn't want to do it. But I'll let you finish up here. Go ahead, Charles.
All right, and I will be very brief. If you take all of the shows that I've heard on Alex Jones that have cataloged, most I'm going to download a few more days worth today. And the ones that we could talk about for the future, 10 years, until and unless humanity again stops our bifurcation and see ourselves as a family, number one, and then you define what evil is, number two. And once we can define evil, then we attack that. It comes in all races, all colors, all genders, yeah. And that's where we spend our energies in a more clear way, and we can regain our power. So let's start doing that more.
And I'll say it like this. You know, look beyond the skin suit that we're all wearing, and let's look at the soul. And, you know, is your soul positive or negative? And negative, you know, seems to be more of the evil type who wants to prey on people. And I'm not interested in preying on people. I'm interested in having... You know, if we're going to have a nation of laws, then let's follow all the laws. And that means for everybody, not just a certain group, not just one group has to follow the laws and the other group can do whatever they want. And that this group is on both sides, people. They're on both sides. So, Charles, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. That was a good call. Let's go to, who's next? Oh, who's been holding the longest? It's, looks like not John. All right, well, we'll just go. He's in order. John in New York. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, hi, Rob. I think our biggest problem is not new laws or making new laws and things in Congress to investigate. We have all the tools available. And right now, I'm going to write a book called Where Did You Hear That? Because everything I tell to people about what I hear on this show and the other shows, they say, where'd you hear that? They don't have a clue because of the total censorship of the main media, and that should be investigated because it wasn't always like that, but it is now. And the thing is, people don't understand that most of the media lies all the time.
There's a lot of news they don't report. I'll let you come back in a second, but there's a lot of news they don't report. How much news is out there now that Alberta is going to be voting for independence, actually secede their state of Alberta up in Canada from the rest of Canada because they want to produce energy and Canada's not letting them produce energy. And they're like, look, we can do this. We have lots of energy underneath here. We could set up a good, safe infrastructure and we could do it, but you're not letting us do it. And the adage is, oh, you're just a bunch of oil companies running. Well, you know what? The energy's there. We need the energy. And if we're able to use the energy and have cheaper energy, you have more innovation. That's the bottom line. Go ahead.
When did you hear that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, I'm telling you the truth. The thing, people don't realize how much censorship is there. I'm a news junkie. I've been a news junkie from when I was 8 years old. I'm 77 now. I've been around the block. Everything is censored. And if we didn't have this total censorship, most of the problems, the medical problems, everything, if it was exposed properly, it would go away by itself. You know, the only reason people are starting to wake up about the medical is because all their friends are dying or getting sick or losing their immune systems. And you want to know something? They're still pushing these shots at Walgreens.
Yeah, with skeletons. Skeletons and witches.
Yeah. Yes, and I feel bad for the old people or people like I live in a Chinese community. They don't know what's going on. And I see them lining up and I feel so bad for them. And I know four people who died in my neighborhood within, like, months when they started giving the vaccines out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't from the COVID. It was from the vaccines. They know that now. Well, they didn't know before, but now it's coming out. Robert Kennedy Jr. has to expose this before he leaves. That book explains it that he wrote.
Oh, yeah. He's exposed it needs to be exposed for the people to see because not a lot of people read his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And, you know, it needs to come out. But here's the problem. The mainstream media doesn't want to cover this stuff, and they let the alternative media cover it and pretend it's not really a story. And that's where it is. But eventually, it's, you know, you can't ignore the deaths. There's people that know, and those people tell other people, and it's word of mouth, and it's slowly cascading their lies and their indecisiveness of wanting to cover these things because they don't want to cover it because that's their sponsors. Their sponsors are giant drug companies. So if they were telling people that, hey, our sponsors are killing you, there'd be some problems there in the corporate headquarters. So thanks for calling, John. Let's go to William in Texas, running for mayor in Galveston. Got about 4 minutes left. William, go ahead.
How you doing, brother?
Hi.
I was actually surprised I got on.
yeah, I like Galveston. I was going to get you on. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm running for mayor down here. The two people running against me are on city council, so I don't like the way they're running things. The current mayor is getting termed out, so it actually just kind of fell in my lap to kind of come do it.
Yeah.
So I want to do everything Mom Donnie is. I do everything opposite of him. I don't want nothing to do with any sort of socialism down there. And I know a lot of people are going to be upset with that because it's kind of a liberal city.
Right.
Yeah, so I didn't really expect to get on, so I didn't really have much to say other than I'm, you know, looking for some help.
Well, plug your website. Plug your website, Running for Mayor.
Well, I'm in the process of making it right now, so the best way to find me is on Facebook. Just my name, William Boyke. That's Boike. That's really the best way to find me. I got the support of my local union, so that helps too.
Yep.
They are fully behind me, putting everything together. You know, I just gotta, you know, get out there. I need some door knockers. If anybody wants to help, that'd be great.
Well, you know, that what it takes is getting on. I would say call more shows, talk about the issues. What right now is the biggest issue going on in Galveston locally?
The biggest issue for me is the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They got arbitrary numbers being put on property, and you know, people, there's a lot of people on fixed incomes, a lot of houses being sold, a lot of people getting kicked out of their houses because taxes keep increasing, and I don't want to see that. I don't want to see anybody lose their home due to, you know, someone coming in putting a larger number than what your home is actually worth.
Yeah, and then taxing you on it every year. The property tax scam is ridiculous. You look at all the money in my neighborhood. I just look at all the money that's coming out of our neighborhood going into, you know, the county seat, and it's astronomical. And you're like, well, what are they doing with this money? The roads aren't any better. You know, what are we paying for? Oh, does it really cost that much money to run a fire department? You know, or pay the policeman or pay an ambulance service? You know, I mean, I guess you guys are building a seawall, but the seawall's been built, and you got all these hotels and stuff there in Galveston and cruise ships that land. So, you know, you guys have means of income that doesn't need to be coming from the people. And there we are. We have it up there. William, Boike, Boyke, International Longshoremen's Association. So you work the docks essentially, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'll be working tomorrow.
All right. Well,
work on the docks all over Texas.
Well, I would say, you know, take a page from Nick Shirley and go around and look and see if you can uncover corruption in your area. And if you can uncover it, one, you'll really make a name for yourself. And then when you get in these debates, you know, hey, I'm talking the talk. I'm walking the walk. I'm doing it all while you guys are just sitting here being on city council, you know, kind of lapping up off the public dole.
You guys have been inspired me. You know, you guys always say, hey, get out there, get your local elections and do something about it. So that's what I got to do.
Yep. Excellent. Well, good luck to you, sir. We got more calls up in the next half hour. And then we're going to have our guest, Royce White, at highway_30 and RoyceWhite.us. He's going to be with us for the entire hour, and we'll take some calls definitely. So if you don't get in next segment, and I'm going to take calls all next segment, we might play a couple videos here and there. I do have this video I want to go to by Wade Stotts, put out a really good video. It's 14 minutes long, but I don't know if I'll play the whole thing, but I think we're going to come back from break and play part of it. This is a really powerful video explaining basically, the scam of where we are now to where what we were sold. We were sold a vision, sold a dream, but that it's really hard to get to that dream now and attain that because of different constraints. It's all different stuff, but a lot of it's, you know, basically our government wasting money and importing foreign hordes in. That's part of the problem. So until we fix that.
Before I go any further, you want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it.
You're crazy if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, our RSGMOS, and our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, you know, we have a limited supply. Buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period, but there's an overlap each month when they give away another super vehicle, super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week. Only time we do it on both the Ford Raptor twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound feet, on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 475 horsepower, huge, just a huge off-road package, $20,000 in cash to win, all that. That ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all. But thanks for your support. TheAlexShowStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum or a discount and get one free until Sunday night at TheAlexShowStore.com.
The Nicolas Maduro extraction set? No way! This is awesome! Time to gear up, men! We're going into action!
People can use this as a teaching moment that, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there, you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history. How these things tend to operate. How assassinations tend to occur. How cover-ups tend to happen. How false flags occur. How staged events occur. How also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing. And you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Growing up, most Americans were told a story about success. Their lives, they were told, were laid out before them. Just jump inside the success machine and ride the conveyor belt to riches and comfort. The outline of the story went like this. College, job, married, kids, house, retirement. The quintessential American life. Yes, there will be hard work, they said, but you will be rewarded. The machine always works. Whatever you do, don't doubt the machine. That's what lazy people do. Entitled people who spend their days dipping their avocado toast in their $8 lattes. But if the machine ever did work, it doesn't now. Let's start at the beginning. First, there's college, where getting in means dealing with screwy admissions standards. Qualified people competing with unqualified people with a thumb on the scale. They're also competing with the entire world, whose credentials may or may not be legitimate. And once they get in, they don't exactly find themselves in bastions of higher learning.
The elite college students who can't read books.
Rising numbers of college freshmen are unable to do middle school level math.
Whole books have been written about this stuff. I haven't read them. I just pretended to like I did in college. Then there's the problem of degree inflation. Except for some specialized fields, the degree they have doesn't set them apart anymore. As of 2022, 46.5% of working age adults have a college degree. That's almost three times the percentage it was the year Animal House came out. A movie most modern college students don't understand, not because it's old, but because it's in English. But it turns out that printing degrees has the same effect as printing dollars. The value of each one goes down. With a lot of employers, you might as well be showing them your Beanie Baby collection. For the Zoomers, Beanie Babies are basically the Labubus of Funko Pops. Which affects the job market. The unemployment rate for recent college grads is 9.7% as of September 2025. The same as for 20 to 24-year-olds with only a high school diploma. The only difference is that the high school grads got their unemployment for free, and you got yours for $200,000. Plus, salaries have failed to keep up with inflation since 2019, which makes it tougher to support a family. So people are getting married later and fewer people are getting married at all, while the birth rate today is half of what it was in 1950. And it wasn't that the Truman administration just made people feel like getting it on. It's that normal people have kids when they think the future is bright, also when they have a place to put them. The vice president has repeatedly made the claim that the price of houses doubled in the Biden years. It sounds exaggerated, but even PolitiFact rated it as true. For this and other reasons, the median age for first-time homebuyers is 40. For homebuyers in general, it's 59. People are going straight from homeowner to midlife crisis haver to retiree, which is a life supposedly built on two planks, the stock market and Social Security. The stock market is up right now, but that's mainly because big tech companies keep passing money back and forth. For young people, ups and downs in the market feel like they're happening in a different universe. You can tell them this means the economy is doing well, but it rings hollow. As for Social Security, more on that later. The truth is, this straight-line path was a broad reality, but only for one generation. It didn't exist in the same way before them, and it won't exist after. The middle part, work, marriage, kids, house, is a noble aim in any society, but this one-size-fits-all path was an aberration. As it stands, at every point in that story, the reward system is broken. Let's go through each one of these steps to see how it got that way. Back to college. Foreign students now make up 20 to 30% of enrollment for many elite or public universities. Some are even higher, 39% for Columbia and 44% for NYU. Big universities have an incentive to do this since foreign students pay more tuition. And most of these people are coming from China and India, places where cheating and scamming to get ahead is the norm. I did a whole video about it, which you must watch in the next 20 minutes or you may lose your insurance coverage. Then there's the DEI policies, which favor women and minorities and drive down the enrollment of white and male students. Also, the cost of college has gone up 500% since 18 years ago, when the current crop of freshmen were born, as if being born in the same year that Crank That Soulja Boy came out wasn't punishment enough. Sure, it's expensive, but I guess that's what you have to do. Don't worry, though, you'll pay it off with your shiny new high paying job. Except here you run into the same two things, DEI and foreigners. Because of programs like OPT, foreign students can stay in the country for years after they graduate. Also, company after company has been exposed for exploiting H-1B visas and discriminating against American workers. Cognizant, Wipro, Infosys had to pay $34 million for discrimination in 2013, and as of 2025, a whistleblower is accusing them of continuing the practice. Also, what are those company names? Cognizant sounds like a guy who raps about social issues. Wipro sounds like a flushable sanitizing cloth. Anyway.
All right, there's a lot of information on that, a lot of screenshots you need to still stop and look at, but that's from Wade Stotts, and we posted that on InfoWars, I think this morning. And you should go watch the full thing, and because it's got a lot of, it'll probably fill in a lot of blanks as to where we are in this world and how we got here and why it's the way it is. You know, basically his thesis is we're importing immigrants to make up for the lack of people being born here in this country. But when you import these people and then you give them a bunch of free stuff, it creates this weird, you know, playing field of prices going up artificially. And it screws people who are just trying to go along the right way, which is most of us out there watching this show, which is why you're watching this show, because you're wondering why the system sucks so bad. So let's go back to calls. But you can check that out. It starts with college, job, marriage, kids, house, retirement. And that's at Wade Stotts on X. Great report. I watched the whole thing this morning. It was really good. So let's go to Jacob in Texas. Wants to talk about the protesting paid morons. Go ahead, Jacob.
Rob, what a pleasure, man.
Hey, bud. How's it going?
Long time listener, multiple-time caller, but, you know, hanging online for an hour and 15 minutes is what it is.
It is what it is.
I'll hit five simple points here. As a matter of fact, Uncle Sam, he's great. I listen to him. Love his posts on your guys' band.video. Greg Kelly and Carl Higbee at Newsmax kicking butt. I love you, Rob Dale. I love Alex, of course. The methane blue, methane red are great. Got the X2 iodine. I'd love to see that come back out.
Yeah, wouldn't we all? My supplies are running low.
Yeah, I know. I bought everything out I could. I got your guys' French knife and the daggers and gave those away as gifts to my son-in-law and my son and a good friend of mine. And looking for that new one to come out since I've seen that posted today.
Yeah. It's badass looking.
Bartlett in Midland, Texas. Shout out to him. You guys need to keep posting him. Post him up, man. He's a good dude. We all need to vote for Governor Doc Pete Chambers, man.
I agree.
That's all I got to say.
Yep. Yeah, we've had Doc on a couple times. Great guy, going out and helping people in the flood last summer. Just he's got his head screwed on straight, and he doesn't seem like he's bought off by there's a weird Texas underbelly. You know, it's been around since before LBJ, but LBJ took part of it. And it's that circle, they call it. And you don't penetrate the circle. And Greg Abbott's part of that circle. The mayor of Austin's part of that circle. And they all kind of, you know, they may act like they're against each other. But you look at the legislators, half of these Republicans are really Democrats. And yeah. We just need to get rid of all of them. Get people in here that are interested in, you know, having debates. Hey, we can debate different systems. Let's debate things. But let's work for the people of Texas and stop, you know, taking these property taxes and taxing the crap out of us. You got anything else you want to add?
Yeah, okay. Well, Midland, Texas finally got Doc Pete Chambers on last week. I pushed and pushed and pushed for about a month, and they finally had him on. I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. We got to get rid of Abbott, dude. We got to get rid of him.
I agree. Abbott's part of the circle.
Yes, sir. All right. I'll let
y'all
go.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Betty in Alabama. Go. How you doing, Betty?
I am doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, that's a nice accent you have, Betty. I like that Alabama accent.
But a lot of people tell me that. Yes. I'm just concerned about the fact that America has been invaded. No doubt about it. And why is it being so difficult to get our country free of the invader? When we are called in foreign countries, because I'm from a military background, as far as I know, my family members have been in wars, and we have one in the theater now, literally in the theater. And, you know, you can't say too much about it, but... and why is it that we can go and help other countries and our country is literally invaded?
Yeah.
And we have, yeah, we're definitely invaded. And it's scary. It's scary because there's such a controversy about these criminals being sent back where they came from or even sent to prison, a mental institution where they came out of, as President Trump said. And so that's one of my biggest issues. Why is it that our United States military can't come into this country and free us, free the American people?
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. The main reason is the founders of our country saw. So when they were, and a lot of this started in Boston, interestingly enough, the British decided to lock the docks up and not let the colonists ship goods in and out. And then they were making them house the British soldiers in their homes. And so through all that, through those years of going through the Revolutionary War, when they were writing the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, they're like, listen, we can't have military on the military can't be on our soil, because then all it takes is somebody like a Julius Caesar to say, hey, I'm going to take over and march his troops across the Rubicon. So they looked at history and they said, we can't have this. But they did create a framework where there was, you know, internal type police forces. And, you know, in my opinion, those have gotten too big. You know, we were spending a lot of money on ICE, and we're not seeing the deportation numbers I think we'd like to see. It seems like it's onesies and twosies here and there. There does need to be a surge, but of these guys to get people out of this country that are here illegally, but it needs to be quick. And it needs to be done, and then they need to go back to old levels. And that's the problem with government. Once government grabs something, it doesn't want to let it go. So that's the fine line that we all walk here in wishing for things to happen quickly. But then once if the left gets in charge, things are going to happen very quickly. We saw how quickly they arrested people after Jan 6. And then you look at the Republican side, and it's like, well, you're not doing anything. And they go, well, we can't because it takes a long time to build a case. And you're like, well, it didn't take the left a long time to build a case. And you look at these judges. Bukele said, one of the first things he did when he got into power was get rid of these activist judges. Not judges. It doesn't matter if you're left or right, but you have to follow the law. What is the law? And they had judges who didn't care about the law. They cared about activism. They cared about an ideology. And so you have to get rid of the activist judges, the judges that aren't there looking at the law, but that are there looking out for their party. And I hope that answers your question. But thank you for calling, Betty. I saw two callers. Yeah, let's go to Mike in Alberta, Canada. Wants to talk about Alberta succession. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. No one hears about that. How come nobody's talking about Alberta succession? Why is it not a bigger story, Mike?
Well, it's a funny thing, Rob, and I'm glad you brought it up, but it's been a thing for a very long time. I'm a U.S. citizen in Alberta, and let me just give you a breakdown. Alberta has a massive amount of oil and gas. The bulk of it is sold to the United States. Canada, on the east and west side, block it from going to the coast, and so you're our only consumer of our product, which has made Alberta very wealthy. The only problem with that is that Canada has set up what's called a equalization system. So provinces that make money transfer money to provinces that don't have it. And so Eastern Canada shuts down their own projects to make themselves have-not provinces and take billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars from Alberta every single year. While at the same time, we have a parliamentary system which you vote for seats in parliament, and the city of Toronto has more seats in parliament than the entire province of Alberta. So by the time you have a federal election and the votes are counted in the eastern part of the country, it's over. So it's a classic taxation without representation system, and Alberta has wanted out for a very long time. Now, if Alberta does vote to secede from Canada, which is happening right now, and our new premier has made ways for it to happen, what would happen is Canada would absolutely fall apart. There's active secession movements in the province of Saskatchewan, and there has been one in Quebec for a very long time. So Canada, and Canada's not a country. A lot of Americans don't know that. It is actually a confederation. So when you see that red maple leaf flag, that is a Confederate flag. So Canada is looking at falling apart. And if it does, Alberta, working with the USA, would basically kind of be like Dubai as far as wealth goes, and would make a great state as well as a land bridge from the lower 48 to Alaska.
Let me interject here. I think that's why Trump's not talking about it too much, because I think he saw what happened when he interjected into the last Canadian election, or maybe he did that on purpose. He interjected to get Carney elected to decrease the state of the country even more over Bolivar, whatever. I forget his name. Pierre Bolivar. But now I do agree with your analysis on Alberta being like a Dubai, just this oil rich area. And it's not super populated. It's not, you know, what's your biggest city in Alberta?
We have two cities, Calgary and Edmonton, but the population of the entire province is about 4 million people.
Right.
And it's very young, very industrious, very educated. And it's amazing because the rest of Canada absolutely hates Alberta. But what you said about Trump not talking about it, that's a good thing because there is kind of a holdover anti-American sentiment because the whole deal with Canada doesn't have its own culture except for as not American as you are.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And so I've seen that my whole life. That's you're only as Canadian as you aren't American.
A. So if, you have to add the A at the end of it. Not American as you are, A. So.
Yeah, right. So, it's quite a thing. But the thing is, you know, if Alberta does secede, we're most likely going to be using U.S. currency. We're going to have to set up defense situations with the United States of America. We already have U.S. bases here. They're basically U.S. bases. They're just not called U.S. bases. Up in Cold Lake, there's a air base where NATO does a lot of their exercises and whatnot. So I think that once Alberta does actually break away from Canada, it'll just be a matter of time before it'll end up kind of like Puerto Rico or Guam or something like that.
Maybe it's a protectorate. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But the idea of being a state is still very unpopular. So anybody involved with separatism here just doesn't bring up statehood, basically, but it'll eventually end up happening anyway.
Yeah. No. And so what do you think? When is this election and what are the prospects of you guys separating?
So right now there's a referendum set up. There's different places where people can go and vote. And that is during the month of January. And if we get enough signatures, then it will be set up for a vote in the near future. Among young people, the numbers are climbing rapidly because they just don't see any kind of a future with Canada. And so a lot of things about it. It's a long train of abuses. Mm-hmm. The gun control issue, Alberta is just as armed as a lot of states. And, you know, the whole separation thing, it's the same thing just about anywhere you go. You've got the state of Jackson issue in California. You've got rural Oregon wanting to team up with greater Idaho. There's a separation movement in Illinois. It's that concentration of power in cities that free people want to get away from. And that's kind of the same thing with Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Canada. But, I mean, you've got that in Spain with Catalonia. You've got Cascadia in British Columbia. And so, you know, it's a centralized power needs to be broken up at all costs just about anywhere where you are. So thank you for having me on. And I want to say, too, you don't have to comment on this. I've got a long broadcast background. I had a spot on GCN. Back when your predecessor, John Harman, was running things. And the war room is infinitesimally better with Harrison and you hosting than its original host. He really went downhill. In fact, I told my wife he's going to be gone about 4 months before he was, and that happened. So thanks for everything you do. You guys' production is top-notch. And I've enjoyed InfoWars over the years.
Well, I'll let you know, John Harmon sits right over there through a couple walls that way. And so he's still part of the team. We also brought down Scott from Minnesota. And so it's good to hear from you, Mike. And hey, mate, keep in touch with us because when this thing finally has a finality to it, or if it does, but regardless, once we're out from under the sanctions and whatnot, we're going to start going 15 hours a day. I'm actually plotting out how we're going to do that, how we're going to do with hosts, whether it's going to be 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour shows, how we're going to do that and make it happen because that's the next step, not to get smaller, but to grow larger. So thanks for calling, Mike. All right, let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. He wants to talk about millions leaving Minneapolis every day in cash, and I have a video that goes with that. But go ahead, Jefferson. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Rob. Happy Friday. Thanks for talking to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Patrick from Boston, I never did trust that guy. He always seemed disingenuous in his arguments, and he certainly proved it today. So no more Patrick will be fine with me.
Yeah
this $1 million every day leaving Minneapolis happened under the TSA and the DHS of the Biden administration. That's $365 million in cash every year that they were shipping to Somalia. And somehow the federal government was well aware of this, but nobody had any explanation for why it was being permitted. You and I can't get $10,000 out of the bank, let alone make it go to some other country.
So yeah, we had played a video about a month ago about the TSA lady going, it was millions of dollars in each suitcase. She's like, I've never seen $1 million before. This was happening several times a week.
At least, yeah, but the federal government being aware of it and no, you know, they're going to investigate this. I'm going, I've had enough with investigations.
Right.
This investigation should take a half an hour and somebody should get charged. I don't care what they charge them with. It doesn't have to be a charge that is the final charge, but all of these people should be, you know, sitting in a jail somewhere with a charge on them just that they have to deal with. And then you can add charges later when you do more investigating. But the idea that we can't put anybody in jail awaiting trial for anything is amazing when we have these people dead to rights on so many different issues and Pam Bondi is never in the office.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And, you know, if people want to see a revolution, keep sitting on your hands, federal government. Keep not doing anything, and you're going to see a lot more pissed off people. You think you just got pissed off people on the left right now because they think you're fascist and in power. Well, you're going to have a lot more pissed off people on the right who are going to be joining with those people and coming after the federal government if you don't hold people accountable. That's all we're asking for is accountability. We're asking for the same laws to be applied to the same way to everybody. That's all we want. And that's not much to ask for. And when you have millions of dollars just walking out of this country, it pisses you off. Let's go to this video. This is number 8. Scott Bessent talking about how they're banning, if you're on, any kind of social services, you can't send money out of the country anymore. They're going to ban that. So here it is.
So we're lowering that to 3,000.
Oh, good.
And we're also targeting the two counties here, and we're going to do enhanced surveillance. And from now on, anyone who wires money out from one of these money service businesses has to check a box saying whether they are on public assistance. And if you are on public assistance, we are going to start pushing that you cannot wire money out of the country.
Oh, gosh. Well, what if they lie and they don't tell us public assistance?
Well, then
that's a crime lying on a federal form.
We're going to follow it up, and we are going to push that you can no longer do that. The American people, our generosity has been taken advantage of.
Our generosity is funding al-Shabaab in Iranian interests, it could be.
Well, the money...
I mean, this is really bad.
The money is supposed to go for alleged asylum seekers and their families and children. And if you are wiring the money out of the country, one of two things must be true. You are getting too much money and your benefits should be cut, or you are part of this conspiracy. Where did that money come from? We're going to find it out. That's what Treasury does. IRS has a group called Criminal Investigations. Criminal Investigations was the group.
Yeah, and we'll see if they really do it. Former TSA agent recalls millions in cash flying out of Minneapolis St. Paul Airport. Jefferson hit it right on the nose. They are pulling out millions, and how is that being allowed? Because you try to walk out with $10,000 out of this country, you're going into a back room, okay? And you're not going to have a well-dressed man to say, this is how we do things, like we saw with the underwear bomber. If you don't know about that, go watch Police State 4 Rise of FEMA, a video I directed with Alex 13 years ago now. Jeez, time flies when you're covering corruption. So, yeah, federal government, keep sitting on your hands. See what happens. You're just making more pissed off people every day.
Before I go any further... You want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it. You're crazy if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, our RSGMOS, and our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand of the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, You know, we have a limited supply. Buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period where there's an overlap. Each month, they give away another super vehicle, super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week. Only time we do it on both the Ford Raptor twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound feet, on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 425 horsepower, huge, just a huge off-road package, $20,000 in cash to win, all that. That ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all, but thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum or discount and get one free until Sunday night at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Maduro extraction set? No way! This is awesome! Time to gear up, men! We're going into action! Oh yeah, we got him, boys!
My favorite clip of this entire thing is when they asked him, they said, what are we going to do with the oil that we're in control of? He said, we're going to keep it. Finally, Americans are going to benefit first. Finally. Now, we would have a problem if the first order of business was to ship the profits of that oil to the Ukraine. Or even to Israel. That would make it not America first. And we must demand that that does not happen. That all of the proceeds, all the profits from the Venezuelan oil that we just took comes here to the American people to pay down the $38 trillion in debt, Mr. Massey. $17 trillion off of $38 trillion is a pretty big chunk. You make the Federal Reserve, you make the central bank eat the other $10 trillion that they have as completely, collateralized debt on their balance sheet on their way out of our country. Now you're looking at $28 trillion. Now we're only $10 trillion in debt with tariffs sending us more money than Midas. Oh, my goodness. America is solvent once again. Wouldn't that be nice? To see America solvent again. $18 trillion in oil down there. $18 trillion. And you could all say, oh, well, we shouldn't be stealing their oil, or we shouldn't just be pirating. Oh, nobody has a problem with piracy any other day. You don't have a problem with piracy when you go buy a new iPhone and the cobalt came from the Congo mines, where some little Congolese kid is down there in the mine picking the cobalt with his bare hands. Or better yet, 15,000 8-year-olds down there in the cobalt mine of the Congo pulling cobalt with their bare hands. Nobody had a problem. Nobody has a problem with that. As long as you can stay connected, you know, as long as you can stay in the conversation on X or Facebook or wherever else you are. And I don't mind you being involved. Speak your piece. Freedom of speech. No doubt. I want more people involved in the conversation. But where is your sacred honor? And where is your willingness to play the game as it really is, not as you wish it to be? See, in basketball, we understand this. When the other game starts to throw elbows, you don't say, ref, ref, they're throwing elbows. When the other team starts to get a little physical and bump and pull and tug, and you don't say, coach, he's elbowing me. That's not right. It's not part of the rules. No, you take your elbow and you come clean across his face and you send a message. And if the game stops and a brawl breaks out, our last guy better not be the last guy off those two benches. That's that moxie and grit and toughness that this country needs. We're not going to be the last one to recognize we are in an asymmetrical war for the future of our nation, and even more importantly, the future of all humanity. We're not going to be the last ones to recognize that the fight is broken out. We're not going to be late to the fight. That's what President Trump is doing. He's throwing the first punch. We're not going to be consumed with Ukraine and Israel and even the South China Sea for that matter. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, because that poses an interesting question. I want to put that out there tonight. But we're not going to worry about those things first. We're going to worry about our own backyard first. Monroe Doctrine. Some people don't even know what Monroe Doctrine is, because your schools have been captured by globalists for 60 years, really. It's not by accident you don't know what the Monroe Doctrine is. It's not by accident they use the Monroe Doctrine when it comes to their foreign policy for their territorial integrity, but we shouldn't use it here in America. We should pay them to talk about Monroe Doctrine in their part of the world, but we shouldn't apply it to ours. Things are changing. We're going to reorient the entire polarity of the world. And it started right there in Venezuela. You're watching the Alex Jones Show here Sunday Night Live on InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're talking Venezuela.
Royce White Live, coming up next.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Your host, Rob Dew, really ties the war room together.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of the January 9th, 2026 edition of the War Room. Interesting here, somebody wrote 2025 on the sheet. I'm going to change that and make it correct. It's 2026. Our guest today joining me, Royce White, former NBA player, now running for U.S. Senate in Minnesota. And, we put him on, Sunday Night Live. I watched him last week and I'm like, damn, he was good before, but he's really like coded and got what his message is. He's codified it and he's really, I think he's ready. And I hope he wins, because we need someone like him in. We need somebody young. He's fairly young, younger than me. We need somebody young in there to give an elbow, to send that message to the rest of the states, you know, that we got to start standing up for ourselves or we're going to be done. Royce, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate the compliment. Thank you.
Well, you know, you're now in the epicenter of what's going on. They're trying to kick it off again, what they did 5 years ago with George Floyd. That's and right. You've got your governor and the mayor of Minneapolis. Do you have any new news? What are you hearing in your area? Aside, you know, we know this lady was part of a anti-ICE group. She was going around doing this all day. We played the angle from Alpha News, which is from the police, the ICE agent who shot her. His cell phone footage shows, you know, exactly what he was doing. He was circling the car. You know, I feel bad for the dog in the car. He goes around, he's getting her license plate, he's just circling back around, and she decides, and her friend's getting in the car, so there's no reason, because people are saying, well, why did he stand in front of it? Well, there's no reason to think she's going to take off when her wife is getting in the car. So what are your thoughts on that video, and then are you learning anything else?
Well, my thoughts are, as usual, I go back, I go to the root of things, and the root of things are the political narrative in our culture is completely upside down. Up is down and down is up. And I use Barack Obama as an example. Back in 2008, Barack Obama had what would only could only be described as a far right immigration policy, a far right immigration attitude towards, you know, what should happen with the process of people coming in our country. And somehow, and it's not by accident. I mean, the left thinks that they can create any narrative they want because, like a place in Minneapolis, for example, they're in charge of educating our youth. You undereducate, miseducate three generations of people. You feel very confident in being able to spin whatever narrative you want. And now all of a sudden, America is supposed to not have any border whatsoever. Back in 2008, Barack Obama said 500,000 illegal immigrants was a problem.
Yeah.
We let in 15 million. He said 500,000 is the threshold. That's too much, he said. We can't have that. 15 million. So the pretext for this entire anti-ICE, sentiment is completely divorced from reality. And it's sad and tragic that somebody has to lose their life, because of propaganda, political propaganda. And the left here in Minnesota, the Democrats are up to their gills in it. Tim Walz, the lieutenant governor, Peggy Flanagan, who said, put your body on the line 2 weeks ago, right? She should be brought up and held accountable. Senator Amy Klobuchar, she's neck deep in the Somali fraud as well. Keith Ellison, I mean, he's going after Mike Lindell's recovery networks with all of the rampant fraud that's happening in the state right now. I mean, so the Democrats in Minnesota, and I've been saying for a long time, this is the belly of the beast, ground zero again for America's politics, the epicenter of the color revolution, for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And, you've got the two sides. I'm seeing this thing now. We played a couple videos today of people going in there trying to really stoke, pretend like they're on the right, whether they're on the right or whether they don't care, they're just going for clicks, or whether they're on the left, but they're disguising themselves as somebody from the right, carrying flags. Yeah. But they don't, there's something off about what their message that they're delivering. And, you know, people on the right aren't going to go over there and go, we executed one of you guys. There's nobody, I don't think, in their right mind going to do that. And then you got this guy here, and he put his thing on. I'm really getting a lot of clicks. He just seems to be doing it for the cred, I guess, online cred. And then, we showed another guy with some weird eyebrows, but I think we're seeing more of that now, where you're going to see this to help kick off. And really inflame this thing, especially as we start reaching the nighttime and going into the weekends. You know, people aren't going to be working, and Minnesotans aren't afraid of the cold, so they're going to be out there in full force.
that's right. I mean, people are going to be out there, but I said on X earlier, you got to understand that in the InfoWars audience knows this well. There's two sides to every coin, right? There's a double edge to every knife that we're up against, and the one for us is. And then I've been saying this for many, many years. Both sides of the political spectrum in America are willing to trade their freedom for security. On the left, it's the security of social programs and the infinite expansion of a federal government, right? They like a nice, big, fat federal government. And then they cry tyranny, as if you can control a government that's bigger than it's supposed to be in the first place. Right. No, you can't. But on the right, we have not the Alex Jones InfoWar types, but let's say the more mainstream Fox News Republicans have been willing to trade our freedom for the security of a police state. Okay. And so again, I was there in 2020. I led these demonstrations to the Fed. And I'm probably one of the only U.S. Senate candidates in the history of our nation to lead 10,000 people to the front door of the Federal Reserve. And what I found out was these leftists, these Marxists, these Antifa types, they're only going to take it so far. You know, part of the revolution is a cosplay and theater. They don't really want to go to the guns. What they want to do is create the pretense to become martyrs. And it's pretty ironic that they reject Christ, but they still believe in martyrdom. I mean, what is martyrdom if you don't get the benefit of eternity with Christ, right? But that is their game. Like, they believe in martyrdom, and they want to push they want to create the circumstances to have something to hang their hat on for the 2026 election. The reason they were able to justify the steal in 2020 was because of George Floyd. And that's why we have to be courageous enough to talk about race. We can't sugarcoat it. We can't dance around it or say, oh, well, race isn't an issue. No, race is the whole game. and we need to go right down the middle. What they're trying to do now is what they've been trying to do or refoster since 2020. If we can get enough people to believe, because of how weak stomached Americans sit, you know, America is culturally. If we can get enough people to believe, hey, people were really against ICE and President Trump's immigration policy. That's the new number one issue. Not trade, not the economy, not transgender jihadists. Immigration's the number one issue. If we can get people to believe that everybody more or less was uncomfortable with what happened there in Minneapolis, we can steal these elections. And that's their plan. That's what this is all about. They're not going to shoot it out into the night. They don't want to go full kinetic with the federal government or the National Guard. They weren't willing to do it with the police when it was them versus the police. So they will instigate what we all agree is a form of rioting. But they're not really trying to raise an insurrection full tilt. They don't have the stomach for that. They want to push it so they can be the martyrs and use that as political currency. That's the goal here now.
Yeah, I could totally see that. And it's interesting the way, you know, you think of Minnesota and, you know, you hear even Jesse Ventura is going around talking about how ICE is bad and stuff. But I didn't see Jesse Ventura talking about the open immigration pipeline that was going on.
Yeah.
You know, Jesse, he just wants to come in and shoot some political bricks, throw some political bricks at Trump because he doesn't like Trump for some reason. But, you know, we never heard him speak out against any of the policies that are detrimental to the United States. It's only when he feels like he's justified. And he's, you know, I think at this point he's an old guy. He's kind of ignorant. But, you know, he says he's going to run for another term of governor at this point. Who are the leading candidates? Is there anybody on the right that is a leading candidate in Minnesota right now for governor?
Well, Mike Lindell will be the Republican nominee, come 2026. And I would assume, or I hope it's my wish that another governor candidate by the name of Phil Parrish would concede being the lieutenant governor. I think that's probably the most MAGA America First governor, lieutenant governor ticket we could have here in the state of Minnesota. And, you know, Mike Lindell represents the American dream, the American triumph. He's been to the bottom of the barrel, you know, and in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
In my neighborhood, we liken crack as to the devil. I mean, it takes your soul. It rips your soul out. This man, born again Christian, found his soul, refound his soul, overcame that addiction. And it's a microcosm of what we're all facing in this country. We're all addicted to the drug of dopamine and social media and the rise of technology, the convenience of a tyranny is what I like to say. Is people love convenience, right?
Yeah.
And we're willing to trade our freedom, for the convenience, as long as the technology keeps rising and you feel the sense of an increase in quality of life because the stainless steel appliances in our apartment are better than 10 years ago, then the government can have as much power as they want, right? Mike Lindell represents a repudiation of that philosophy. And that's why I think he's great for Minnesota. And when he actually gets out there, people know Mike Lindell from headlines, yellow journalism, the lawfare that's been waged against him by corrupt Attorney General Keith Ellison, again, going after the addiction recovery programs. So they know him from the headlines and being the MAGA guy. But Mike Lindell is a great human being, very, very genuine and kind person, has sacrificed a lot for this country. And he's given a lot to try and help people who are suffering from, you know, one of the worst ailments in our society, which is drug and alcohol addiction. So Mike Lindell is going to be great. If the people of Minnesota give him a genuine chance, give him a fair shake, he's 1,000 times better than Tim Walz. I mean, it's not even comparable. But, you know, people, it seems in this country, and this is the hurdle we have to get over, it does seem like there is some portion of our American population that is so dogmatic towards partisan politics. They will vote against their own self-interests. I mean, there's sort of a sadomasochism, suicidal empathy in what a Minnesota reflects from a political and electoral standpoint. Because nobody in Minnesota, you could go ask Democrats. You're like, we go ask Democrats all the time. Are you okay with what Tim Walz is doing? Are you okay with the Somali fraud that's going on? Are you okay with illegal immigration even? And they'll say, no, people should be, you know, have to come here legally. But it all comes back to abortion. I mean, and that's really the buried lead here, is that for too long in this country, women have been made the decision that the Democrat Party can be entrenched in however much corruption they want, as long as they retain their right to choose. And that fundamentally, that's narcissistic and it's selfish. And too many men are afraid to stand up and say that. And that's part of the problem we have, too.
And that's interesting because, you know, that's why they never come to a finality. Either we're going to make it legal or illegal. It never comes to that because that's the issue they can get people to come vote on, is they're going to take away your right to kill your baby. And people are like, well, and you see videos of these young lady. There was one I watched yesterday. This lady's like, well, my parents, my mom had an abortion before she had me, but if she didn't, she wouldn't be able to have the life that she was able to give me. And you're listening to this self-centered, like, reasoning for it's okay to kill my brother and sister because then I wouldn't have had the, you know, the life that I have now. And it was some, I think it was some Nepo baby and her mom was an actress and then she was an actress. And it's like, wow, it's okay to kill your brother or sister because so you could have a so-called better life, you know, whatever that even means. And it's just this total stilted, morality that has been instilled across our country and especially towards women because they do have a captured segment of women. It's just, you know, you go look at the white lesbian women that are out in full force out in Minnesota. Yes. And, you know, it really shows they have done a great number on the messaging for women, which is, you know, that was Hitler's plan. He was always wanting to go after the women because then you get the children, so too follow the men. I mean, that's how it works. And you can see it in action. And they're calling the other side Hitler. That's the irony.
Yeah, and Minnesota is the quintessential example of a political culture that's been captured by the radical feminist ideology. I mean, they're really, when you look at Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and she literally says, put your body on the line. There's such a narcissism and arrogance and sort of political elitism that anybody else can look at it and see, even Democrats that live in other states. But in Minnesota, she's so connected to the fight for the right to choose and abortion rights or abortion laws that people look past it. Excuse me, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, why don't you put your body on the line? Peggy Flanagan's not going to be out there in the streets with these protesters, with these, you know, martyred revolutionaries. She's going to be in her comfy, cozy suburban house with her, you know, her posh friends. And they're going to, you know, talk about Emily in Paris and all of their anti-Trump TDS and safe and sound. She's not going to put her life on the line. And that is become the sort of hallmark of the liberal political movement or the leftist political movement, the progressive political movement. We're gonna sort of encourage and brainwash all of these foot soldiers to carry out these instigations and these provocations so that we get the result we want. And even that should be, you know, something that the Democrat voter, the average Democrat voter rejects. But there's a romance to it, right? I mean, there's a place where people are so bored and have lost so much meaning in their life. Yeah.
That's good. She's going to be a martyr now. The Renee Good.
There's going to be copycats. Yeah. There's going to be copycats because people, even though they reject Christ, they still want to be martyrs. I mean, it's truly kind of dark and poetic, but it's true. It's true. People have a gravity towards martyrdom. And I think that's a lot of this whole cosplay you see, like people going out in the streets of Minneapolis. Many of them have no clue about politics in this country and how things really work. That's why when I brought them to the Federal Reserve, they looked at me like I had three eyes. I said, this is the most exclusive building in the entire Midwest region, and you don't even know what it is, much less what it does. And that's an indictment of your political acumen. And people were kind of open to it. They're like, yeah, how the money works. And I'm saying, why didn't you keep going with Occupy Wall Street? You didn't keep going because you all like the benefit of phony money. The money printers go burr, remember? Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. you like that benefit. So I regard this entire leftist theater as just that, theater. Because when push comes to shove, they will vote for politicians that empower the corporate and global elite that will ultimately push the same political movement they say they detest. They all say they hate neocolonialism. Until it's time to defend the territorial integrity of post-colonial Europe? In what world? I mean, you people are adolescents when it comes to politics. That's the real problem. And then as a candidate, you can't even talk to them like that because, like, well, you're insulting their intelligence. No, you insulted your intelligence when you go out there in the street and risk your life for the same political, for the same policy of the guy who you hold up as a saint. When Barack Obama said, these people got to go to the back of the line. They're going to be detained. They're going to be sent back. They're going to go to the back of the line. You're going to learn English. When Saint Obama says it, they just act like they never heard it. Or they come up with some weird excuse. They jump through hoops and say, well, he was just doing that to get elected. Yeah, well, that's an indictment of him. And then it's an indictment of you if you sanctified this guy. And now it's an indictment of you if you say President Trump is a fascist for saying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I'm fed up with it, honestly. I don't really have the, you know, I'm trying to win an election here. And my approach to politics is tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. I have no desire and I have no patience to try and, debate these people into submission or into logic. If you guys want to give your country away, you get the government you deserve, and by God, we all will.
That's totally true. And you can see what's going on in Canada. You can see what's going on in Europe, England. You know, now they're like, oh, we have different sentences for white people than we do for anybody else. And we're going to throw people in jail for tweeting and retweeting things. I mean, it's just, it's madness. And let me tell you, it's not going to get that far in the United States, I don't think. I think you're going to see, you'll see people rise up at that point. But maybe not. Maybe people are so accustomed to just going along to get along that they won't do anything. We got about 4 minutes left till the first break, and then when I come back, I got a lot of callers, some of which they're Minnesotans or they have questions about Minnesota, so I want to get them on.
Yeah.
And you can talk to some of your potential constituents. But talk about your campaign. Who are you up against? What are your chances? Who else is running in the Republican in the primary for Senate?
Well, it appears that the leading Democrat nominee is going to be Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan. You know, protect trans rights with a knife, put your body on the line, Peggy Flanigan. Which, I mean, now if the shooting at the Catholic school, at the Annunciation Catholic School, wasn't enough, the State House Democrats still endorsed her, which means they're going to triple down on the transgender jihadism.
Yeah,
which is just absolutely crazy. I mean, it's just right up in your face. We can do whatever we want. You're still going to vote for us for the right to choose. Now, after saying put your body on the line, it's like, how much can this lieutenant governor actually say before she has to pull out of this U.S. Senate race? Maybe nothing. Maybe there's nothing that she can't mess up in this race. But then you got Angie Craig, and, you know, she doesn't have a lot of support. But those are the two leading candidates on the Democrat side. The real throwdown is going to be on the Republican side. The real throwdown is going to be, you know, myself against a 20-year naval vet, Adam Schwarzy, okay, who was the co-chair for Nikki Haley's presidential campaign in 2024. And his excuse was, well, they asked me to use my name and I agreed to use my name, but I didn't really know what they were using it for. Then he was at a fundraiser for Nikki Haley with his girlfriend. And his excuse was, well, my girlfriend made me go. So we had to pay for tickets. And that's why I'm on her donor sheet.
Your girlfriend and Tay had a vote too?
Yes, of course. Of course she is. Yeah. Absolutely right. That's right. And the fight that's breaking out here in Minnesota is that with the help of Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and a few other alternative media sources, I was able to be victorious in a statewide endorsement and a statewide primary without any help from the Republican establishment. I had all of them lined up against me and we still came out on top. So the civil war, the sort of civil war here in the Republican Party of Minnesota is on. And the dark horse that said that she was going to run, there was rumors, but now it looks like she's kind of, you know, holding back a little bit, is Michelle Tafoya. You know, pro-choice Michelle Tafoya. Another swamp preacher, another monster of the machine. Michelle Tafoya. And there's a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of them that even wear the MAGA hat. It's like Lindsey Graham. And like, you know, you're playing the video there in the beginning. And I had a comment to Mr. Massey there. And I like a lot of stuff Thomas Massey says. And I love his debt clock. I'm a debt hawk myself. And, you know, I like Rand Paul and Ron Paul and the entire sort of libertarian wing of the movement. But it's like I say to Massey there, and or I said on the show later on in that evening. If you're telling me that 95% of the Congress is captured by AIPAC, how do you then say that our president, our commander in chief, should go to that same Congress for permission to use military force to defend this nation? How do you square stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
I just, you know, we are in a crisis, a political crisis, a crisis of leadership across the entire American political spectrum. And hopefully I can add a voice of reason to it. Hopefully.
Well, and we'll you see. Could go back and find a clip of Joe Biden when he was cognizant saying, we got to go in and invade these countries. He says using a multilateral national force going in to get these drug dealers out. I mean, so these aren't new ideas that Trump has of going in and stopping drug dealers and getting back the oil, infrastructure that was stolen from the companies in Venezuela. These aren't new ideas. He's just actually doing it, which is people are going, oh my God, somebody's actually doing something. We're just supposed to sit on our hands all day and pretend we're going to indict people and have investigations.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back with Royce White and go to your calls and cover anything else that breaks. You're watching The War Room. 30 minutes coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else is doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
final segment of the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. You can follow me on X at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. You could follow my guest, Royce White, running for Senate in Minnesota at Highway underscore 30. That's H-I-G-H-W-A-Y underscore 30. Or you can go to his website, RoyceWhite.us. And we're getting a little bit into the politics there. He's running for Senate. I was watching, I think, a couple of clips of Royce versus Amy Klobuchar in the last Senate race where she was running. And, you know, she was taking you out of context, quoting you. I think she even totally misquoted you on something that had to do with the whether Donald Trump won the election or not. And you said, I didn't say it was election fraud. I just said it was in Minnesota. We got to look at the election fraud. But, you know, that's how they do it. They lie. They take something that is sort of like got some truth in it, embellish it, like, you know, like with this shooting, like, you know, oh, he yeah. didn't have to shoot her. He didn't really hit her, you know, because you're looking at this one, or she didn't hit him. And you're like, no. When you watch the video from his camera, you could actually hear the car hit him. You can hear it hit the phone even, and before the shots are fired. And this guy had already been drugged before going after a pedophile. I'm not saying this lady was a pedophile. She's just one of these foot soldiers that, you know, it's funny, Royce. I wrote a movie a long time ago, and one of the bad guys, the group of bad women, they were called the Army of Militant Lesbians. And we're literally looking at the Army of Militant Lesbians right now. I told that to another guy who lives in Montana, Steve. I can't think of his last name, but he's a conspiracy guy. I told him about this years ago. He's like, that's what's going on. They're getting the lesbians, or they're organizing the lesbians because they don't have a man. You know, they've ruined the natural order of things by having this large group of, you know, women who are not dumb. They're organized into a form, and they're being told they're being victimized. So they're creating that victim mentality, you know? So that's where we're at. But I've got some callers on. We got Chad in Minnesota. Let's talk about the Minneapolis City Council and the chaos in the city. Go ahead, Chad. You're on the phone with Rob Dew and Royce White.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Great to be talking to you. Royce, yeah, we are in the belly of the beast, as you say. And it's a proliferation. It starts local, and there's this, you know, you have linear and you have vertical, right? So you have a government that needs to be revamped, and this locally, and you, if you're looking at just even the city and the wards and the representation there, and those representatives are, I mean, there is with undoubtedly, I mean, there is, it is all the same. It's just a leftover of what happened with Joe Biden's campaign and his, I mean, if you look at what they support, I mean, you see all sorts of things with those individuals that aren't making matters any better for the city. And to have you running for Senate out your primary, which is awesome, that's awesome news. And to see it, and it's a turning of the tides is what I see. So I'm super excited. I look forward to November 3rd.
Thank you. August 9th. Make sure you go vote in that primary first on August 9th.
August 9th, yeah.
The primaries are where Eric Weinstein says, and he said this beautifully, and he's nominally a liberal. He does, you know, he was the co-managing director of Teal Capital. So you got to take what he says with a grain of salt, but he's a very smart individual. And he says, for generations, the primaries have been used to prune the political parties of the populist candidates. And that couldn't be more accurate. And certainly here in Minnesota, I'm in for a slugfest in the primary season. So make sure you go on August 9th to the primary as well.
And what are you doing campaign-wise to get people out on the ground? Do you have a ground game going? Have you already started it?
Well, that's why I ran again right away after 2024, is because we already had so much volunteer support. And, you know, it's always tough with volunteers, and I think the political elites know if they don't funnel you money from the – you know, from the various PACs or, you know, NRSCs of the world, then you can't really buy people. You have to rely on volunteer participation. Lucky for me, you know, we had a lot of good energy and volunteer participation. We got to sort of corral it again to really make a push here. for the primary season in the, you know, the general there in November. But we're statewide. You know, we have statewide connections because we ran in 2024. So I'm thankful and blessed to have a statewide network along with Mike Lindell as well. Mike Lindell jumping in the race for governor helps me a great deal because, you know, people are energized. People love Mike Lindell, especially in greater Minnesota.
And you can campaign with him. And it's, I mean, you're both campaigning for the state. It's a statewide election for both of them.
Come on. This is the most MAGA ticket in the entire country. Yeah. Find me a more MAGA America First ticket than me and Mike Lindell, and I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Right on. All right, let's go to Al Killer in Virginia. He's in Virginia, but he wants to know what's happening in Minnesota again. So go ahead, Al Killer.
Hey, so, Royce, I love the elbow story, man. That's just like the truth of life in general. So I'm just, you know, I'm looking at the electoral map of the year that I was born, 1984. And out of the entire country, only Minnesota voted blue. It's close. Like, it's like a 45%. You got a Republican sway up there. Now, what I'm seeing in the country in general, clearly this is a color revolution. As you alluded to, you see the markings of it, but the important person does not see that. And I love Trump, and I totally understand why Alex is so hardcore in backing him, because without – look, Alex really has to look over his shoulder if the Democrats get back in. Steve Bannon or,
100%,
I mean, or
100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but, and you know, there's a John Rich clip of him on Tucker Carlson where he's explaining to Trump why people are booing him about the vaccine.
Yeah.
And
good clip.
He explains the whole eugenics aspect to it. And Trump was like, oh, very interesting. And Lindsey Graham chimes in, right? So they're just – Trump's instincts are good. My life, he's the best president that we've ever had. But he just doesn't get certain things. And this – the same thing that happened to him in during his last presidency is happening again. And he needs to call out the Insurrection Act. Now, you've had people on your show – look, I personally can't prove it. This is my opinion. I think Steve Pachinik was sent to infiltrate Alex Jones, give him a lot of good information, but a lot of bad information. And he was a major proponent of the SH thing. And I think you got the same people coming to you now. I can't prove it with Patrick Byrne, but what has he said that's ever come true? I remember him saying a couple of weeks ago that the CIA was his red line. He would never go near it, never go near it. And now he's saying he was working for the CIA. And he just comes out saying that Maduro was probably rescued by Trump or could have been rescued by Trump.
Well, that could be true, too. I mean, they even mention, I'll say this, I'll just jump in on this real quick. They do mention a couple of times in some of these news reports, they mention the extraction. And, you know, if I was Maduro, looking at it from Maduro's point of view, he's got a lot of people around him who are Cuban. His whole security apparatus is Cubans. These aren't loyal Venezuelans. So I don't think they have any problem getting rid of him. And I think he knows that. And if he starts to even look like he's working with the United States, boom, he's dead. His family's dead. And so they did take him, his wife, and his kid out of there. Somebody showed a video the other day. They showed like the four different outfits he's already been in since he's been incarcerated. They're like, look, he goes, I've been incarcerated. That didn't get to change my outfit for a week. So he is getting treated a little differently. He's telling people Happy New Year. That could be a whole different thing. And maybe that comes out where we do get some Smartmatic information coming out from him, among other things, about where some of this money's going that the Venezuelans are funneling around. But you got any thoughts on that, Royce?
Well, to his first point, President Trump's instincts and what information President Trump have are two different things. And I think there's politics that happen for the public, and then there's politics that happen behind closed doors. And we all know, without saying it or admitting it, that there is an entire political world that happens behind closed doors. Information that we're just not privy to. In the public, we try to piece it together as best we can. And that's why a person like Alex Jones is so important, because he looks at the fine tuned details and tries to give us a picture or a possible set of scenarios. But we still don't know. I mean, we just don't know what's actually going on. What I will say is I agree that the Insurrection Act should be raised. And I want to say this. I'm glad you asked this question. And this may be controversial, but I'll say the agent was justified in shooting this woman. In my opinion, he shouldn't have. And it's not because his life wasn't in danger or anything of that sort. We still live in a country where the public is grossly undereducated, uninformed, misinformed, brainwashed. And so public sentiment for a president like President Trump is important. He is trying to save this republic in the most populist way possible, which means that he still stakes a lot in what the public approves of. Well, the catch 22 with that is if you have a public that is brainwashed or let's say they are sycophants in some scenario, they're sycophants for a certain political party, it's very hard to have a populist movement. It becomes difficult. So my caution to President Trump is here at the end of the first half of the second term, and certainly in the beginning of the second half of the second term, he needs to go max. We can't be sensitive to public approval around certain things. And if we are, then we have to be very strategic. And so I give you an example where in the Republican Party establishment, for example, you'll hear all these political experts and consultants like Karl Rove say, you know, there are these key issues, these top line issues you have to be concerned with when you go into an election season. And, you know, you have to be careful how you talk about these issues or you won't get moderates and independents. Right. Well, in this scenario, there isn't a more sensitive issue for a weak stomach American populace than a woman being shot in the streets by a federal officer. And so we have to deal with that. I mean, if we're going to talk about it from strategy and if we're going to play the public approval game, then every ICE agent has to understand the most important thing to save this nation is to finish the task of deporting every illegal immigrant that came into this country under Joe Biden. What happened out there in the street here in Minnesota hinders our ability to do that. Mm-hmm. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it does functionally hinder our ability to be able to maintain public sentiment about deporting these illegal immigrants.
Because it brings more people out to stop.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Absolutely. And even it more importantly, it's going to be used to justify the 2026 midterm steal that's going to stifle President Trump in the second half of the second term. Yeah. But I'm more of a purist. I'm more brash and smash mouth. But if we're going to go brash and smash mouth and say, hey, we don't care what the public sentiment is. What's right is right. I agree with that. But then you have to release the full unredacted Epstein files, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to go and snatch all of these voting machines out of the walls that you know can be hacked. So if we're going to go max, let's go max in the places that we know are the fundamental linchpin of corruption. And let's go max and not mess around with the public sentiment. If you're going to play public sentiment, then every ICE agent has to understand they need to carry the utmost discretion when dealing with any of these operations, because the future of this nation rests upon the edge of a blade, and we need ICE to carry out this task. We actually need them to finish what they've started, and we've only just begun. So that's what I'll say to President Trump in relation to my guy's question is, I agree, we should go max. And you know where we really should go max? Start detaining these judges.
Yeah.
Raise the Insurrection Act on them.
Yeah.
Start detaining these judges. All these judges who are trying to play coy with this constitutional crisis and the theory of the unitary theory of the chief magistrate and President Trump. And now you got the Rhino Senate voting to, pull back in Venezuela.
Right. Yeah.
And with the hemispheric strategy, you're seeing there, it's all right up on the bar for us. So he's got to go max, and the American people need to support him, or at least the MAGA and America First movement need to support him going max.
And I tell you, his first 50 days, he was moving at light speed, especially with Doge, and they were uncovering stuff. But like at the end of the day, it's like, well, wait, where are the Doge arrests? You know, it's like we haven't seen any of this stuff. It has to be codified. It has to be, these people need to be held accountable. And speaking of accountability, I got an interesting question from Clown Car over in Coney Island. Clown Car, go ahead with your question. This is an interesting question. This is a question for you, Royce, and I think you're gonna enjoy answering this, because I don't think you're gonna have any problem answering it. Go ahead, Clown Car.
Hey, peace, Clown Car reporting for duty. I just wanted to ask Royce, listen, there's gotta be a time that, you know, being in politics, that you're gonna feel compromised, somebody's approached you, somebody's threatened your life. I was wondering if you could tell us now a code word that we would know. I mean, you just brought all the stuff about the, you know, the Trump with the, took a picture recently with all the judges that support him, kind of, you know, kind of along those lines, and also about the Dominion machines. Obviously, it's not about drugs. It's not about oil. It's really about those machines, because if he doesn't get voted in, then there's a problem. But also, like, when he was talking with Zelensky, he said, hey, what do you mean? If we get into a war, I could do this for another 3.5, you know, for another 4 years. I tell you what, in 3.5 years, I might reconsider that. So that's the part where Alex said, oh, he didn't say that, but he did say it. Anyway, so, Royce, give us a code word. You know, like Dave Chappelle said, I stand with Israel?
Yeah. Well, let me say this to you in full transparency. I'm certainly not as good of a politician as President Trump, nor am I as good of a businessman, or let's say a successful adult in America. I'm probably going to catch a bullet because I'm not good enough to use code words or anything like that. I can say with 100% confidence the reason why a lot of people around the country still don't know who I am. I put up content every week, and every week we get the same response. Man, I'm just now learning about you. Is because they know that there is not a single cell in my body that would be willing to compromise or sell out this nation. I'll die first, death before dishonor. And so there won't be a code word. When they come to me and they offer me to sell the American people out, I'm going to tell you straight up. And I might not live too long after that. And that will be, you know, that will be the signal. That will be the alarm that we ride at dawn. And that's the way it's going to happen for us to save the Republic from here on out. I'm not good enough to have code words, sir. Sorry.
Well, what's a power forward do? He goes up and gets the rebound. You know,
that's
he's
right.
Not asking for
that's
permission.
Right. No, we just elbow. We're going to elbow our way through the lane. We're going to, you know, when the dugout's clear, you throw that pitch, that bean pitch high up and inside. I'm coming to that mound. And if I catch one of my teammates slow out of the dugout, I said last weekend on InfoWars, you know, our third base coach, who's a retirement sort of relic, who's a dugout guy who the organization is just keeping around for his, you know, his wisdom. If I catch him coming out of that dugout before you do, I'm fighting you when we get back to the locker room, right? And there's a moxie and grit that we've lost in this country, and especially the America First and MAGA movement. We have to divorce ourselves from the watered down nicety of the post Enlightenment Christianity. The post Enlightenment Christianity is way too nice, and that's how communists and Satanists have taken our country. Now we got to be ready to throw elbows.
Yeah. Exactly. And we have to do it quickly. There's no time to waste. Let's go to Alex. This is our final caller. It's on the board. Now, we don't need to take any more calls after this. We got about 6 minutes left. Let's go to Alex in Northern Virginia. Let's talk about corrupt politicians. Go ahead, Alex.
Good evening, gentlemen. Okay. It's a pleasure talking to the both of you. But really, I wanted to state that there's also a way that we as citizens, if we have concrete, justifiable evidence against any senior officials, especially like Nancy Pelosi, because she's a senior defense official, like the video where she admits to accepting responsibility, that can be used to file a complaint and an investigation. It only takes one, DODIG.MIL. This is for any senior official. If we have the solid concrete evidence, both media and people, all it takes is one credible piece of evidence and they will go into an investigation, and Department of Defense, Inspector General, they don't play. And they will get down to it. They have an excellent rate. So when you go onto the website, you scroll all the way down and you'll see the hotline. You'll see whistleblowers. You can file it right there.
Yeah, we got it up right now. You've reached the official website for the DOD hotline. Go back up at the top, guys. It looked like it had the whistleblower thing at the top right, at the very top of that page. And there was a little thing that said, are you a whistleblower? Yeah, right there, hotline. Confidential means to report fraud, waste, and abuse, and other violations of law or policy. Whistleblower protection and top challenges. So, you know, these are all, I love seeing this. This is all good stuff. Will it happen? Royce, can it happen? Will it happen? Do we have the balls to do what it takes to turn this country around?
Well, that's the ultimate question. I think we're going in the right direction. I mean, people like me 10 years ago wouldn't have even thought to get involved in politics, let alone run for United States Senate. You're not even supposed to be able to run for United States Senate unless you can come up with $10 to $20 million or sell out, you know, pre-commit to a special interest or lobby. And President Trump, like him, dislike him, hate him, love him, agree, disagree. He encouraged an entire generation of people to get involved in the political process despite not having the backing and support of the machine or the corrupt money. And, you know, AIPAC won't give me a single dollar. And if they do and we catch it, we're going to send it back. And that goes for any PAC and lobby. So even that is a signal that this country's moving in the right direction. The question is, you know, can we thread the needle here? And can we do it in time, you know, before our enemies take over? I'm hopeful. My goal is to get 10 to 15 truly America first United States senators that can hold the sway on the majority. We're not going to get a super majority overnight. I don't think the American people are involved enough in the political process. Or we could. I mean, we could vote out, you know, 40 U.S. senators if we, but that's not going to happen realistically. We could get 10 to 15 America firsters. If they take PAC money, if they're connected to special interests and lobbies, if they won't name certain groups of people, whether it be blacks or Jews or anybody else, vote them out, primary them. Vote them out and primary them. Then we could have a sway on the majority and we could really get some stuff done in President Trump's second half of his second term. And the country looks bright going forward. So that's all we can really do. We don't know, you know, what they, you know, the crisis point of which we have no return in this nation, but we know we're getting close. So let's get involved as best we can.
How do you feel about the filibuster? Do you think we should get rid of it?
It depends on who's in power.
Yeah.
And people will look at that and say, well, I mean, that's pretty, you know, that's hypocritical. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Because if the Democrats are in power, I love the filibuster. I would use it ad nauseum. But if President Trump is trying to save this republic and implement America first policies, back apropos to my point about the libertarian movement and sort of this Thomas Massie wave, is don't tell me that 95%+ of the Congress is captured by AIPAC and then tell me that I have to follow the letter of the law with that same Congress. You're basically Israel first.
Yeah.
If you tell me I have to go to an Israel first Congress
to get a blessing,
for permission to do,
yeah,
to get a blessing, are you Israel first? I mean, in a sort of, you know, roundabout way, you are without saying it. And maybe he's overlooked that, you know, that nuance or that detail. But my opinion is, the filibuster, depending on who's in power. If the Democrats are in power, I want to use it. If it's getting in the way of President Trump saving this country, which obviously it appears it is, then nuke it. Fine.
And then
we can bring it back. We can bring it back when we have, when we can bring it back when we save this. It's like, again, when you clear the dugouts,
yeah,
the rules of baseball don't change. The rules are suspended until both teams decide they had enough
to,
and they're
going to
resume the game, yeah, under the rules. Right. But we don't have that understanding. So a lot of things can go and then come back once we have an understanding again in this country.
Right. Well, that's a pretty, very interesting answer there. You know, I was under the assumption once you get rid of it, you can't bring it back. But I guess you could. I mean, they created it in the first place. So it is something, right, that could be brought back. And then once you have that, you know, if you don't have that majority to change it, you know, you can never change it. But yeah, I mean, it is a tightrope to walk, because if you do change it and they get into power and then they're like, well, we're going to do whatever we want. Here we go. Abortions for everyone, you know, selling baby parts. This is what we're doing now. We're turning into Satanists, you know, hail Satan. And that's what these people do. So, well, Royce, tell people where they can find your information for running for Senate, and what's your next big event?
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you to the callers, the InfoWar audience. RoyceWhite.us, that's our Senate website, RoyceWhite.us. You can find me on all major social media platforms. Also, my podcast, Please Call Me Crazy, on YouTube and Rumble. Real America's Voice, Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, before Steve Bannon and War Room. And more recently, I got the Sunday Night Live Hour on InfoWars from 6 to 8 p.m. So make sure you tune in this weekend. It's going to be hot and heavy. So
yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate I was watching
it.
That, and I texted Daria. I said, we got to get him on every week till this Senate race is done, because we need more voices like Royce White out there. So appreciate having you out there. It's great. You got courage. And we need more Royce White. So that's it, guys. We're done for the week, and we'll see you back next weekend on the War Room.
Before I go any further, you want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it. You're crazy if you'll get our ultramethylene blue, our RSGMOS, and our bovine colostrum. It's a private label of the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, you know, we have a limited supply. Buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period, but there's an overlap each month when they give away another super vehicle, super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week. Only time we do it on both the Ford Raptor twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound feet, on and on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 475 horsepower, huge, just a huge off-road package, $20,000 in cash to win, all that. That ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all. But thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum or a discount and get one free until Sunday night at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The Nicolas Maduro extraction set? No way! This is awesome! Time to gear up!